Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh my God, it's fun already. I'm not even shitting around.
Todd Glass time.
Very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Conan O'Brien.
The entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Sarah Jessie.
Come on, guys. Everything has to be a joke. Jesus Christ.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
My dad.
I don't know who that was.
From the beautiful Las Cienegas Strip, high atop Black Horse Motors, it's the Todd Glass Show.
What happened? We don't go in with the music? Oh, my God. What is going on? That's my whole show. You know what? That's it. Fuck it. Why do a show? No, seriously. No, I may as well just sit around. No, you're right. Let's just sit here if we're not going to do anything right. I can't even joke around. You know, I said it last week. Chris does so much on the show, and I can't make him the punching. Oh, God. This is why our ratings are slipping. I've got to move aggressively.
What are the ratings right now?
I don't know. Rory, can I get a word in here?
No. Nope.
Look how much fun we're having. This is fun. This is negative fun. This is why people listen, because we're real.
Real.
We're real. We're real.
It happens in real time.
It's real. Okay, so you didn't have it that way. Because,
you know, I can change it.
You don't have to.
Okay.
What do you think?
I can add something in post.
Do you think we
no
should?
No one will ever know.
Everybody vote.
Except that we're talking about it.
Should we restart the show completely?
Yeah,
let's do it over.
Yeah, let's
I don't
it.
I don't like that.
Let's do it over.
Okay.
But let's leave this in.
Okay, restart the show. Seriously, I want you have the new one with betting music?
Yes. You ready to go? Let's just do it. Let's just do it right now. We'll wait here and watch it. Let's do it.
Is fine. I'm boiling hot. I like that you said we'll redo it, but we'll leave that in too.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, it's fun already. We do the same exact thing.
Funny guy, Todd Glass.
Oh, it's Conan O'Brien.
The entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass, everyone.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Sorry, Jesse.
All right, not everything's a joke.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
There you go.
My dad.
I don't know who that is.
Come on, guys.
From the beautiful Las Cienegas Strip, high atop Black Horse Motors, it's the Todd Glass Show.
Oh.
Tom Wilson.
I made this for you.
Tom Wilson is here tonight.
You like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's nice, pretty. I like it.
I made this for you.
Yeah.
So get ready.
We had a guy come in and record it just for you.
Are you serious?
Tom Wilson.
Hold on, fade it out.
We've got Tom Wilson.
It doesn't look like you appreciate it. Anyway.
It's kind of rude, Rory.
It's Tom Wilson has a new podcast out. What's it called?
Big Pop Fun. It's premiering next Friday.
All right. So there you go.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. Okay, so here we are. I still get, like, I'm starting and everything's going to be good. What's wrong, Roy?
I'm just looking at Daniel.
Don't look at
oh,
anybody.
Oh, we have to look at you the whole time?
Yeah. You know how a lot of those performers have those rules? Don't look at the person. I have the opposite.
Don't look at anybody else.
But
ever.
Todd Glass.
When you're in the room with Todd Glass, you have to be constant eye contact with
yes.
him.
When I have my own show, people will be like, why'd that guy get fired? He didn't look at Todd Glass all the time. Everyone has to look at me. I go, I don't like that girl. She's freaking me out. She looks around the whole... Just tell her to look at me. Why is that so hard?
Look at him.
Look at him.
Just
when he walks in the room, you look at the guy. He likes it. He feels important.
See, there he is.
Look at him.
Pretend to be listening when I'm done talking. Laugh and then walk away.
That's right.
Yeah, but while you walk away, keep looking at me.
Right,
yeah.
This show is this is not going well.
Yeah, it's already off to a bad start. Let's restart it.
Should we? I don't know. I feel like
at this point, might as well.
All right, here's what I want to go through. I want to thank a few people. We did. Someone said that I went. Oh, by the way, hi everybody. Take a deep breath. This show is more than just a show. This is a spiritual journey we go through. Seriously. Just seriously. Try to really just let it stop. Hot washcloth. Let's have one of those moments. Last week, I kept saying that, oh, we're going to do the emails. And I said to George Carlin. And someone said, you broke the trust of George Carlin. I didn't in the sense that I realized I was going to do it. It doesn't even matter. So here's what we're going to do them right now. We got a few sketches. We're gonna do those. We're gonna read some emails, and then boom, this fucking show is gonna take off like a fucking crazy fucking shit.
We should do a countdown right before we kick into the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I curse because it's fun,
yeah,
and it's hip.
Could.
Kids love when you curse.
Mm-hmm. That's why I know. It gets the fuck, fuck, fuck.
They listen.
Yes, yeah. They like it. Watch this. The kids love this. And when I say kids, I'm talking, there's like, we have 5-year-olds that listen to the show.
We do?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So the demographics are all over the place. They're out of fucking control.
What's the oldest person?
7. No, that's true.
Yeah, so it ranges from 5 to 7?
I am 7, I am 5, I might be 5, and I might be 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, everybody learn to count. 1 plus 1 is 2, and 2 plus 2 is 4. Now go get yourself some pussy.
There you go. I can do that. That's my show.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry. Oh, my God. Yeah. Are people listening going, what's he doing? It's fun.
Yeah.
I have a machine over here. Okay.
That was like a scary clown house. So.
Yeah, God, that's like the worst lullaby. Is that what they call them?
All yeah. Right. Do a lullaby with that. Like a really serious lullaby. Like,
I don't know a lullaby by heart.
What's a lullaby?
Or make one up. Know. You know,
Patty
a girl
cake,
goes
Patty
in the woods.
Cake.
Patty cake,
make. That was a horror movie, right? You were going to say Maker's Man.
I don't know.
And that's wrong.
Okay, so here's what we do. We ask for some sketches.
What's going on?
We ask for some sketches, and then I had a piece of Rice Krispie treat. Man, that's really starting to affect me quicker than I think. And I don't mean the ones with pot in them.
Oh, the real one? You feeling the calories really being stored in your stomach?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the laughter in the background already. It makes me feel good. That's why I like when people come to hang out and watch the show. Aaron is here. Aaron, what's your last name?
Loveland.
Aaron Loveland. That's a good name for a... on a show tonight, Aaron Loveland will be here. That's how you know if you're going
to
be successful.
That's a great name for a guy who has that chance to be that handsome.
Yeah, Aaron Loveland will be here. He's funny, and he's in his new show called The Muffin Man, and that's... And I watched it last night, and then you could, and then also,
that's of course right.
Joey is here. What's your last name, Joey?
Lovewater.
Oh, come on.
Olsen.
Wait, is his last name, what is it?
Olsen.
Oh, Olsen. Oh. Did he say Lovewater?
I
like it. It's like, he's like, I'll get a phone.
Olsen like the
Olsen
actresses.
Like you heard it. What are you trying to do?
Yeah. Trying to see if maybe he's related.
He would have brought that up right away.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Wouldn't you? You'd say that right away.
You would?
Well, who did you want to know if he was related to?
The Olsen twins.
Yeah, here's how I would... don't you think he would have done this? Ask me.
What's your last name?
Olsen. You know, like the famous Olsen twins
like
you might have heard.
Oh, yes, you
like
already
them.
Answered. Oh, you already answered.
Yes, it's like the Olsen
this
twins.
This guy's a dick.
It's like the Olsen twins.
He's
you've
like
heard
a
of the
nice
Olsen
guy.
Twins?
He's been... People have been asking him about his fucking sisters his entire life. He doesn't want to bring it up. In fact, he dreads the time they ask him his last name. He's like, Olsen...
I wouldn't.
Follow up. And now I'm like, oh, is that you? Look, the Olsen's like, yeah, I don't talk to them. They're kind of bitchy, and they really didn't share any, you know, whatever happened. I don't know. I don't want to get in between you and your sisters, but.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You're slowing this show down, Daniel.
No, he's right.
Sorry.
Daniel's actually right. That was a great point.
You know, he's right. You're right. It wasn't.
You know
what?
It's time we start admitting when people are right. And Daniel was right there.
Well, you're right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Do you think people are liking the show right now?
They love it.
Do you?
Think about how much we've already talked about.
I know.
We've
it's
covered
like,
so much ground.
Do you guys want to start over?
All right. Let me have a little control over here just in the beginning. I'm actually being half serious. So I said to George Carlin that we're going to play the sketches, and we didn't. Now, the reason I didn't ask for more sketches, I didn't want to offend anybody, but there were some real funny ones. Some weren't. Some were funny. The quality was bad. I go, that's too much work for me every week. I'll start dreading. So, but I did find 2 that I thought were really funny. So let's play them in any order, and then we'll read some emails, and then we're just going to keep picking up pace. I'm so worried. Why
You're
do
doing
I
great.
Worry so much? Where are you going, Daniel? No. Daniel, I am being so honest with you right now. We're in the middle of a show, and
Todd,
you're going to go
Todd,
over there.
Let his arm go. Jesus
no,
no. Christ, you're hurting
no, no,
him.
No.
Let him go.
Oh, Todd, come on. No, seriously,
no,
whatever you want to say.
Here's the problem.
Daniel's an
come
adult.
On.
You right. shouldn't handle a man.
Todd, get your fingers out of my mouth.
Let's Why are your fingers in his mouth?
Here's the problem, and you're going to know I'm being real.
Okay.
That could only be adding in like that if I'm kidding. But I was serious.
Which you're not. I
you
was
know
reaching.
That I'm
let's
not.
Tell, let's tell what was happening.
Okay, we're doing a show, and I'm not just doing this. Hey, look, fortunately, we have a show like this where we can be in the moment. I get it when it happens. I used to think, oh, and then you say it afterwards. But you have the type of show where you can be in the moment.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we're in the middle of a show, and you slide over there to eat chips.
My fault.
Like, what are you thinking?
I thought maybe you wouldn't notice.
No, seriously, what were you thinking? This is going to be a great...
I thought I was going to be like incognito. Just
and then where were you going to eat it?
Just take a handful.
And then when were you... What if
While
I asked
While we
you?
Were listening to the sketches, I was going to have some. You don't have nothing?
No, Rory's fine. Rory's going to look at the cars now. He's looking downstairs at the cars.
Really?
All right, sit down.
Oh, is he? Oh, he's joking.
He's of course, he's kidding. No, he's being serious. Okay. Shh. Everyone just shut up for a little while. Please. You know, I'm going to start doing this podcast myself.
You say that all the time.
I might. I hear guys do it.
Who? The old days. Name one other person who does
Irv Homer, Philadelphia.
What? Oh, he talks about tools? The tool guy?
No, he used to, growing up, this is Irv Homer, and he would talk and for like 30 minutes and then take callers. That way you don't got to deal with the shit. I'm this close to going to callers and myself. This close.
Does this include Katie and Chris?
Yeah, Katie and Chris would be here.
Oh, they would.
Oh, so it's not completely
I still need the show produced.
Oh,
okay. I'd like to have, you know, Aaron and Joey hanging out, but, you know, because they're just doing it. Okay, it's enough with that. I was serious, but then I realized I went carried away. Let me just get this out. I'm begging you. So here's one of the sketches. Here, by the time we play these sketches, here's how it's going to be. All right, play a sketch. Play somebody's fucking sketch.
Oh, hey, Sarah. How's it going?
Hey, man. I just got back from a date.
Oh, really? You've been on a date tonight. Oh, that's cool. You know, what was it like?
It was okay. He was a bit strange at first, but we ended up getting along really good.
Well, that's not bad. Did you guys go out to eat or something?
Yeah, there was this Mexican restaurant that's new in town, and he thought it would be nice to take me there, so we went.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Is he like a lawyer or something?
Oh, no, nothing like that. He's a janitor.
Trashman? Janitor, yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. You think you'll see him again?
Maybe. I mean, it was a pretty fun date. We had a good time.
Can I ask something personal?
Sure.
Did you fuck that shit?
That's funny.
It's very funny.
I'll tell you what, when I listened to it, I did not see it coming, so it made me laugh really hard. Okay, play one more. Play.
That was Justin Ledlow.
Justin who?
Justin Ledlow.
Justin Ledlow. Well, thank you, Justin.
Where's Justin from?
Yeah, let's spend the whole show. Wouldn't that be great if we just talked about Justin for...
Let's
he
Facebook.
Doesn't say.
Let's Facebook.
Let's Facebook him. All right, let's do that when we take a break. Hold on. Let me get through this. I know I'm going to keep saying that. Yeah. Okay, so we got that. Do... Justin Gray. Okay, there's one more sketch.
Hey, Todd Glass. My name is Justin. I didn't do a radio sketch the way you asked for people to submit, but I'm hoping you'll indulge me. I have my mom right next to us. We're both huge fans of yours. We have been ever since we saw you on a comedy special years ago.
I'd like to
you
fuck
did this
her.
Joke about how people made a face like it hurt when they smoked.
Yeah.
It was so funny to us because that's the way my dad looked when he would smoke, or that's what my mom tells me. He left when I was one. Anyway, we would laugh so much, and she loved it. She had her on tape. She recorded on tape and would watch it all the time, and afterwards she would go and cry for 40 minutes. Anyway, both huge fans, loving the podcast. She's right here. It would mean the world to us if she could just say hello and you could play it on the podcast. It would just be incredible. So I'm just going to get her on the mic real quick. Mom? Oh, Jesus. She's dead.
Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum. Oh, wait. I didn't hear the end. Did I cut it off? All right. Well, that's okay. no, I have to admit that that made me laugh just hearing it when I listened to it like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Just after all that, she's dead. She's dead. So there's that. Oh, I feel like I didn't give those it's like, okay, there's that. I played them. Okay.
No.
So here, let me go. I did the, when I was in Philadelphia. Oh, by the way, stop and I'll let everybody with your shit colognes. Stop it. I don't know if this is going to affect. By the way, it's not all crazy people doing it. Well, I know someone who puts on the shit cologne.
Too much cologne?
Any. You just stop wearing it. I shouldn't say. There are probably some smells. You're right.
It's, what do you wear?
I'll tell you what I wear.
Yeah.
This becomes a commercial.
I wear nothing but the best, Rory.
Rory goes, it becomes a commercial. And the crowd goes, the whole audience is like, oh. Like, they thought that was a genuine thing. I'll tell you what I wear. I wear, it's called, what's Bob Zaney's old joke? It's called, he goes up to girls, hey, it's called Come to Me. Does it smell like Come to You? All right, please. I'll take a break, you motherfuckers. I'm cursing a lot more now. The people like it. Come on.
They're your little kids.
Okay, so, I do wear something. I was happy to find out why what I wear when it was invented, why it was the smell was invented. It was a guy who owned he had a production company, and people would come in. He produced records, and everybody came in there with god awful colognes. So he I didn't know it when I wore it. I just thought it smelled clean. Mm-hmm. I stopped wearing it because I'm even worried that smells dated. But it's called Jean. I'm probably saying it wrong. Jean d'Arme. and it just smells clean, and that's why he invented it. He wanted to invent a cologne that just smelled clean.
Yeah.
So when I found that out, I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought, you know. But so I don't, mine doesn't smell like, you know, just, I just, some guy at the gym with his, I'm like, stop it. No one's fucking you because of your cologne.
Yeah.
And if you're, and by the way, if you're getting fucked a lot, blind, it's not because of your cologne.
Blind women might be.
Nobody wants to fuck your cologne. Look at him, blind. Right. Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah. Ah, blind women!
Come on!
Blind women!
How's he fucking doing?
He's a professional!
How's he doing?
He's a professional!
Yeah! Hold on, hold on! Hold on, hold on, hold on!
All right.
You tell that joke, shut the fuck up! Right. Get the fuck out!
Song. That joke's deserving of it. Let it play. Don't interrupt this song. Crank the song up.
You make my pants wanna get up and dance. You make my face wanna grin. You make my knees kneel down, say please. Honey, won't you kiss me again?
Give me a little kiss. All right. Sometimes I think I'm a little too hard on Daniel, but... A blind person would.
Yeah, why not? That's funny.
You know what?
No. Your react. What just happened was funny.
No, you don't get credit for that. If we save one of your shit jokes,
I make a bad joke. You guys make an overreaction to it. It's funny.
But you don't take credit for that.
I'm just saying. Oh, okay. You know, it was okay. My bad joke that inspired okay. a funny right. 2 minutes.
Well,
that,
Jordan
that
can't shoot the ball if no one passes it.
Yeah, I'm the Scottie Pippen. Man. I'm the Scottie Pippen of bad comedy.
Stockton to Malone.
All right. Can we? Okay. Shh. Stop it. Everybody shut the fuck up already. I can't.
Agreed. I agree with you. I agree. People should shut the fuck up. Right? Like, that's what you're saying. You're saying people shut the fuck up?
Yes.
I agree with you. People should shut the fuck up and we should get through this. Mm-hmm. You know? We should already be done with it by now.
All right, well,
the podcast should already be over if you think about it. If we didn't stop all the time, it'd already be over. And yet here we are rambling and talking about right. more things.
I was in my favorite. If the Preston and the Steve Show out of Philadelphia, they also have a podcast and listen to it because you'll love it. I was there, and a long time ago when I went in there, I have never smoked pot on morning radio. But I was all over the place. I go in there, I think of one thing, and then I think of another. This time, I did. I think maybe in my whole life, like I think I've said this on the podcast before, I'm of a nighttime smoker.
Before you went in or when you got there?
When I got, I can't drive and smoke. So I got there, outside.
What time of day?
8 in the morning.
Gotcha.
I smoked a little bit, and I went upstairs, and I thought, I know, I had a feeling they might have a court stenographer available. Because they said last time, that way we could find out where you're at. This leads to something we're going to do on this show. But I totally want to give them credit for it. So I go upstairs and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm probably not going to be all over the place. I'm not just going to act like I'm all over the place. I felt even being – the pot didn't affect me. I had one quick hit. I get in there. They go, hey, Todd, we got a court stenographer. I was so excited. They're just – it's just a great show. They've done so many things. They've picked me up in a helicopter and landed me at the studio. They've picked me up in an ambulance at my parents' house and brought me to the studio. They had a four-piece horn section play as I came into the studio. So we mentioned it. I go on the air and all of a sudden – guys, I get lost. And I went, oh my God. So you have a court stenographer right there. And they go, what did he say? And she goes back, she puts it into the thing, and then she looks it up. It's now hooked up, not to the paper like in the old days. It's hooked up to a computer screen.
So do you see what she sees?
I don't look at it. I don't look at it. She's on the other side. It's a very big
studio. And that's
a
personal rule of yours. That you don't look at the stenographer's work.
the guy who doesn't understand. What's that have to do with it? So that's a rule of his. Well, it's not a rule of mine. I just told you we've never done this before.
As though you're always around stenographers.
Yeah. That's a rule with Todd. He tried to act like you're better friends with me. Todd never looks at that
never,
shit.
Never, he'd hit a guy if he was asked to even look. He'd fight you.
So I get lost, and they go, Where you know, they're able to go back. She at one point she put in the word. They go, he just said business. That's the last thing I remember. She put in business and she reads the transcript. So anyway, listen to the show. It's Preston and Steve show. I was on there on, I think it was the 19th. It's Todd Glass. So and you hear me get lost. It did more than just getting lost. Here's what it did. Getting lost, we could find where I was at. Or how did we get here? I remember at one point, I wasn't lost, but they went, how are we talking about Legos? And she finds out, you know, here's why. And the other thing was just to hear it read back. It's some crazy rant of words. So thank those guys. And then I was in D.C. I had a great time. Blake Wexler was there with me, his parents. I met his parents. And I had a great time there. So, and then I think that's it. Oh, and then I was at P.J. Ryan's in Phoenixville. I met the nicest people. Like, after the show, a lot of people that listen to the podcast. And they're always, I've said this before, I'll say it again, they're always really nice to talk to because they're, you have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. Not only do they like your comedy, but they have a lot of the same views. And it makes them very enjoyable to hang out with. Mm-hmm. And then the Army guy.
Did you find more people coming to your shows a little bit? Or did people...
Oh, there's definitely a nice flow from the podcast.
Oh,
definitely
that's nice.
A nice flow. So hold on, I want to get everything. I'm not forgetting anything. The Army guy got his jingle. Hey, I got a nice... Oh.
We have an email from him, too.
Yes, somebody gave me... Hold on. Let's slow down. By the way, if you're listening, you're going, I love Todd, but he seems a little amped up this morning, or whatever. It's
oh, whenever you're listening in?
You know, I recommend pausing it right now. Get yourself a drink.
You serious? Mm-hmm.
Come right back. Get yourself a drink. Come right back and listen to the rest.
No. What's mm-hmm. this guy's name? It's E-N-D-E-R. What's his name? Seriously.
Ender?
Yeah, sounds about right.
What did he write? What's his name?
Ender underscore B-O-H, Bo.
He wrote, okay, here's how simple it is to make Todd Glass happy. I'm actually being serious. He wrote he liked the podcast. Then he went, don't worry about getting sidetracked or off the subject. That's what makes it real and much more enjoyable. Now, I know you think, oh, that's self-fulfilling. I'm reading a compliment. But it did. It like lets me know. He's going, you know what? It's okay when you go off track. Mm-hmm. You know, just relax. So there you go. Who's snoring? Really? Oh, it's you? That's funny. Anyway, come on. Hey, this Roy Scoville kills me. No, it's not funny. You know what it means? You're afraid to have a real moment. And I would never snore during... And I have done it towards you. I'm boiling hot. Can we turn the air off? Okay. So there we got that. The Army guy wrote us a... thank you. That was like a nice tweet. It made me feel good. It's like, I need to hear those things. I like to read the positive ones. I'm not going
to
rush past
ones
it.
To yourself.
No, they can do the negative ones. I said it a long time ago. If I could tweet something to Glenn Beck that would make him fucking scream, I'd do it every 10 minutes when he was on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I might still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's nice. Go ahead. What did the Army guy say?
Oh, let me get...
Okay, so we're going to read
A friend of mine, was in an airplane really quick.
That's okay.
And she walked by... The John Baez, the attorney for Casey Anthony.
Okay.
And she walked by him in first class, and she went, guilty, guilty.
Do you think
did he respond?
Really did
yeah, people laughed.
Did he respond?
No.
Here's why I'm always...
He probably agrees. Like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm just that good. That's why I'm in first class. I'm that good.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, hold on. I have to be, again, in the moment. Now, we just unplugged, so we can't do any music or anything right now, which is fine.
Yeah.
So we're just going to read these emails, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to plug everything back
in. Do you want me to play drums during the emails?
Do you want me to
let me know. You let me know. I'm right here.
No.
All right.
We need a sponsor. Hey, by the way, if you sing out there and you want to come in and do a version of any Tom Jones song, you're out there, you're in a band. It's got to be like a take a Tom Jones song and put it on, like, just... twice as fast, just fucking do something with it. Although it's fine the way Tom Jones does it. You call, you write, email to Katie, you come in, we have drums here, we have an organ, we have a piano, so...
You can email us at todd@nerdist.com.
Yeah, what was that show you wanted to plug real quick? That's all right. You know what? We're plugging stuff. It's all right.
I do a live show if you're in the LA area. It's called Odd Thursdays, and it's on Odd Thursdays at... in Los Feliz, and if you just follow me on Twitter, I'm KT_money. I tweet about it all the time.
All right, there you go. So if you live there, what did the Army guy write?
He wrote a most sincere. His name is Seth Henderson. Again, a most sincere thank you.
Great,
for the
you know
jingle.
I love the email.
Yeah, I like
great.
That guy.
It's a good segment. It's a really great segment.
Support the troops.
Or what is now known as my theme music, played at the start of my staff meetings. If I wasn't such a tard, I would have a great ringtone. And he says, FYI, the suggestion of setting a slideshow to the jingle in order to get pussy for whatever reason did not go over well with my wife.
Well, but what say his name is
Seth Henderson.
Seth Henderson?
Seth, yeah.
I like Seth. He's a nice guy. The only one thing, if I can give him a teeny bit of criticism. Mm-hmm. But hey, look, I think I'm a pretty good guy. I take teeny bits of criticism. Mm-hmm. Probably not. And he might go, oh, come on. What do you think I'm going to suggest?
Tard.
How'd you know?
I felt it.
Yeah, it's like you know what? Here's what it's like. We've talked about this. Have we talked about this on this show?
I don't know.
But what is he referring to?
Well, obviously he means retarded. But I think we move.
Maybe
he
meant like a tart.
I can't believe I didn't get that.
Like a
I'm
fruit
such
tart.
A fucking tart.
You know.
Hey, Daniel thought he meant a fruit tart.
Are you serious? A fruit tart.
Hold on.
No, duh.
Are you all right?
I'm all right. I just...
You know, like one of those...
I've never seen you laugh like that.
You don't get to talk.
I've never seen you laugh like that.
I just... That's...
It's like you're crying.
No, that's just... I'm so glad he interrupts with this stuff. It's...
God! Are you okay? Let me hug you.
That joke is raping up my ass! A lot of Daniel's jokes. I had it happen once before. That joke is fucking me up my ass. Oh my God. God. Why? Why did I have to be raped by a joke? God.
Are you all right? You seem angry. You seem like you're upset. Are you okay?
You know what I mean, like one of those small little tarts with fruit.
Oh, that's fine. I thought you meant.
Yeah, no. That's
after all that, you still go back to it. Who's here?
Who's that?
Somebody here? All right, let's read. No, we don't have to.
Somebody's
this
here.
This is a weird show.
Should we hide? But should we hide? That'd be fine if we all hid.
Should we not?
That's all.
All right, let's read. Thank you, Seth.
Henderson.
We talked about whenever those words. Let me just get through this real quick. Whenever words are in transition, people always argue it. But when you look back, you always think. Like, I remember when someone would come into a club later, somebody would drop something at a club. Somebody said, oh, what is one of Jerry's kids here?
Mm-hmm.
And that was acceptable. And then you realize, well, then somebody once, there was somebody a little hipper than everybody else that went, no, Jerry's kids are not, you know, they're not a sign of clumsiness. These are brilliant people. Some of them can't express themselves. Some have,
stupid people.
You know, and everybody except smart people or some people, it's how quick you jump on the bandwagon. There's a group of people that go, and by the way, I can't even know if I was one of these people, but I'd hope I was. There's a group of people. There had to be a comedian or a few or people, not just comedians, people overall that went, hey, don't say Jerry's kids. That's not. And other. Then there's the smart people that go, you know what? I never used that word to hurt anybody's feelings, but you're right. And then there's the people that don't want to let go. Like, no, that Jerry's kids. I don't mean it that way. But if you 25 years later, how's it look to you? Would you say that? No. So let go of those words. But I know he didn't. It's just a pet peeve of mine. The guys in the military, let him say whatever he wants. Who else? What else do we got?
We got another email that has to do with your upcoming special.
And it's
Michael Williamson.
Subject line, tard, tard, tard.
Daniel.
I got nothing for that one.
I feel bad. Am I being hard on you? I don't think I am.
I'll tell you when I don't think it's funny anymore.
All right. Go ahead. What do you have here?
Michael Williamson wants to know if you could reveal some details about your upcoming hour special. When can we expect to see it? Can we expect an eventual DVD? And he says that he's super excited.
Ooh.
And he's sure it's going to be great.
Well, that's you know what?
None of it's fucking business.
That's come on.
No, I don't know.
He doesn't. You're like, I don't know what's right and wrong.
Yeah,
Todd,
do you set up these emails? Did you have her make up a name and Michael Winslow? Did she say Michael Winslow?
Also, Jared Subway, weird last name. He wants to know what your next road dates are going to be.
Oh, I see.
He loves
to try to get free shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, who's that letter from? Dell Chevrolet in Philadelphia. They want to know. It's all plugs. All right. Let's do one more email because for some reason, when I'm reading these emails, okay, be in the moment. What do I have written right here? Stop. Everybody stop. What does it say right there? Don't try to be funny. Just read what it says.
Be in the moment. Say what you feel.
No. Shh. Don't have to read all of it.
All right.
I get worried. Like, I want to read these emails, but as I'm reading them, I'm worried. Like we're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
am I right?
This is interesting stuff.
It's okay.
I think it's
so. Daniel says it's interesting. So we'll read some more. If we're, by the way, if you're wrong, it's okay. I appreciate you for being honest. Maybe people will go, oh,
I like
great.
If we, like when Can Stern I? Reads emails and then addresses them or, you know, other podcasters, I enjoy that.
Okay.
Can I read the email as the person? Would it be okay if I read the next
well,
one?
Well, you're not going to try to do a funny voice or anything. Are you gonna...
No, I'm going to read it as the person.
Sure. That would be nice. I didn't want you to do like a bit where you make fun of our listeners.
So just read it just from the top?
Sure. Okay. This is the next one?
Yeah, this is the next one.
I want to make sure these aren't set up. And this is from...
You do a lot of voiceover work?
I want to.
Because I see the way you went.
If you know somebody...
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you know what... There's little cubes on the microphones, and every time... I feel like I'm complaining.
The cubes don't need to be there. Here's the thing. This is from Chris Staffaro.
Okay.
Hi, Todd. I think your show is great. You seem to like advice and calling in, so maybe you should create an Ask Todd segment. People can call in and ask you to help solve problems in their everyday lives. For example, what advice would you give me in this situation? I am returning to college to finish my degree.
Hold on.
Okay, hold on.
I gotta stop you here.
This guy.
That just seems like you're doing a voice that's making this guy...
No, this is probably... This
How
is
do you
more
sense
like
what
the,
voice to do when you're reading them?
You can just tell by what they have written here.
And you and you're really channeling how you think this guy sounds?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, finish it.
All right, here we go.
I am returning to college to finish my degree. I am 26, and some fucking 19-year-old is talking in the back of one of my classes. He is not just answering a question... He talks for the entire 75-minute class.
Hold on.
Wait, how do you know he got angry at the end there?
I wasn't angry. Did you misinterpret that?
I did, I guess.
Can I ask you? I really do want to answer the question, too. So what's he basically saying? There's somebody in the back of the room talking?
Dirty looks don't seem to do the trick, and politely asking him to stop doesn't seem to work either. I want to ask him to stop, just like Kevin did to your autistic neighbor, but what would you do, Todd?
Well, I think Daniel knows. We've talked about this, but I'll make it quick. It's not a great answer, but I feel like most of the time in public situations when you want someone to be quiet, don't you want to read another one and do the voice?
Yeah, you want me to read another one?
Well, sure, we'll do one more.
I will say on there it says, P.S., more trumpet.
Oh, sure.
You know what I like? I like that people say what they like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You know what? That... I do
more
too.
More trumpet, and if you could get derailed off topics more often.
Can I throw this out there? I like that Hold he on. Has a Todd advice segment.
Okay.
There should be a Todd advice segment.
You'll do that too.
A show.
Okay. All right, so let's read one more email, then we're going to take a break and come back, and then the show's kicked off already.
The show's
going
to really kick it up a notch.
I feel better. Thank you. And Daniel, how you doing over there?
Pretty great.
Look at us. We're together. By the way, one of my new rules before we read this email, when you come to do the podcast, oh my God, she's got malaria.
You have to have malaria if you want to do the podcast.
Aaron, when you laugh, I'd like to hear it out loud. Anyway, there you go. I don't want you to laugh. Okay. What was I just going to say?
You said there was a rule.
Oh, there's a new rule. When people come to do the podcast, they can't have anywhere to go afterwards. Because if I know you have somewhere to go, now Rory said he has somewhere to go. It's like... Roy,
no, it wasn't me.
I'm watching you do it.
Oh, so it's me?
Well, yes, if I'm watching you do
it. Oh, if I'm doing it, then it's me.
Hmm.
If I'm the one doing it, then it's me that does it.
That's how you argue with that. Oh, I get it, because I'm really doing it, it's me. Well, yes. Oh, I get it.
I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, well, I'm the bad guy.
Because I'm making all the noises in my mouth.
Yeah, that's like if you did that when you went over to eat. Oh, I get it. Just because I'm going over to eat, it's me. Right. No, don't go over there. I know you're hungry.
I'm not
you know
that what's hungry.
Funny? You said that piece of Rice Krispie treat wouldn't affect you that much. All right, listen. So there's a new rule at the podcast.
Yep.
If you're listening, it's like when you have a party at your house. You don't want someone coming and going. And by the way, I get it with a podcast. It's different. Even you said, well, we start at 7. I don't have anywhere to be to 10:30. I'm defending you while I'm asking.
Yep.
I get it. It's 3.5 hours. I'm being serious, Rory. Now, you got to put in your – I know there's 3 Rorys, and they're unbelievable. There's the silly Rory, which I fucking adore. And then there's the whatever, another one. I haven't decided what that one is yet.
Why can't there just be 2 Rorys?
Anyway, what's the third
3 Rorys, and one of them you don't know what he is yet.
No, there's the
say
one
the
Rory,
two that you do know.
There's one Rory where he's silly. I know that for a fact. It's silly. He can let his guard down and just be fucking crazy. There's the other Rory I don't know what he is yet. And the third Rory, well, There's one Rory.
Wait, okay.
That's the it's the fucking
That's
problem.
That's the problem. There should be two Rorys.
There's no other side to the silly clown.
So
silly clown.
Oh God, I don't Are you?
Let me read another email here.
No, no, please. I want to get this statement out.
No going anywhere.
Hey, that guy said that he doesn't mind when I go off track, so I fucking do what I want now.
Which guy? Which guy?
Ender. Bender.
We have a guy on the phone right now. Okay, I'm going all over the place. So when you come to do the podcast, it's like if you go to someone's house for a party. You can't go, hey, I got to be out at 10:30. Then you ruin the vibe of the party. So when everybody comes here to do the podcast, they have to just... I'm not saying you'll stay here to 4 in the morning, but you come to hang out.
Okay.
All right? So read the next email.
All right. This is from Themistocles Alexis.
Hey, I thought you opened for Louie in Montreal last year.
Now, hold on, hold on. This voice could be offensive to somebody. Are you sure it's the way she reads it?
Yeah, she's black.
Oh, yeah, but you can't just do that. What do you mean? You're going to give her like a southern drawl?
Yeah, she's black.
How do you know she's black? And how do you know if she's
that? But I know that she, even though she's black, how do you know she sounds like that?
Exactly. Hey, how would you do if it was a podcast primarily with black people and they got an email from a white person and went, ooh, like that old, well, bad comedians used to do that. They would give affectations to the voice.
Hello,
that would
I'm a white guy.
Yes, hello, because all white people would walk. Remember when bad comedians?
Yeah, I would have done that if she were white.
Oh. All right, well, that's fair. Go ahead.
Hey, I saw you open for Louie in Montreal last year. I've been a longtime fan of yours and just started listening to the podcast. I have a question for you. I tried comedy for the first time a couple months ago, and I've had the itch to dive into it full time for some time. I'm 19 years old, still in school, but with no significant degree yet. So I'm scared shitless of trying to work the craft with nothing to fall back. This is based on the fear that I might never develop into the comic I'd like to be, and that maybe I'm not as funny as I think I am. What do you think I should do, and is there any kind of legitimacy to my fears? Thanks a lot. Much love from Montreal, Thammy.
Thammy?
Yeah, she's black Canadian.
You know, the truth is, can I just say something for real?
Let's give a serious answer.
Yeah, a very insightful question. That's a great question coming from somebody that's at the very beginning of the arc in comedy. Mm-hmm. That's the right kind of a question, I think.
And to George Carlin.
It will be hard for her because she's black and sounds like she's from the South.
African-Canadian.
And is in Canada.
Hold on. Shh, shh, shh. To George Carlin, I do want to answer this question seriously.
I think
But because the voice was making me laugh so much, I didn't really... What was the gist, like in 20 seconds, what she was asking?
She has a fear that she's going to dive full-time into comedy, but she fears that she won't become the comic she wants to be. She maybe thinks she's funnier than she is.
Well, you know, that's a good question, I think you find it out. You know, like, you know, you just find that out. I remember when I started comedy, there were some delusional comics, and is this serious?
Can I interrupt? There should be, like, some good music behind you while you give this answer, like just some light piano.
I don't think we have anything. Yeah.
Do you want me to mouth some piano?
No, I think that's going to sound weird.
Oh, we'll try. What would that even look like?
We'll try it.
All right. Well, I just think when you start comedy, and I think what you have, you just have to, if you know, you just have to get into it and trust the people around you. If you're never, don't be so unaware that if you're not getting laughs ever, you don't.
Is that Flight of the Bumblebee?
I don't know. This is not going to work.
My favorite.
No, that's not piano. That doesn't sound like piano.
Oh, you do piano with your mouth, then. Who can do piano with
better than
mouth?
That, I can do it.
Let's hear it, and then we'll vote.
Ding, 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 da, ding, da, ding, ding, ding. Oh, no,
that's guitar.
No, ping, 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 ping.
No, that's
boom, boom, boom.
That's a bass drum. Bing, 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 bing. No, that's you just honking a clown.
This show's free, people, so fucking chill out. It is free.
No,
I'm not laughing right now.
If you're listening to this right now, try right now. Try to mouth piano.
Can I tell you something? I don't like when I say it's free because even if it's free, it still should be good. So
it is great.
I know. What I mean is that's not okay. What I mean, it's free. That's why we make it so good.
You want to take a break?
No, no, no. Hold on. Where are you running?
Actually, I think you should answer that question for real.
I think I did. I think you just do it like anything else. It's not a great answer, but with that much insight. But I think you just have to. What you worry about that? Whatever you do, if you don't want to just be a lawyer that deals with shitty cases, or you know what I mean, you just come what gets in front of you. Maybe you work for some or a teacher that doesn't really do anything great. Anything you do, you can be a photographer and do bar mitzvahs and weddings the rest of your life. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't want to lose any listeners. But if you want to be a photographer that ends up winning awards, whenever you want to be great at whatever you do, that's the chance you take, and you just take that chance.
How many 5- to 7-year-olds do you know are photographers at bar mitzvahs? You're not going to lose any listeners. You're doing just fine.
I do know something about photographers at weddings.
5- to 7-year-olds?
No. They get up on a ladder when they take the pictures because then everyone doesn't have a double chin.
Is that true?
That is true. And that's why I take pictures. That's why.
You know what? Hey, can I give some people who might be getting married some advice? I've been looking through a lot of wedding pictures on Facebook lately.
Yep.
Can I give you some wedding picture basic advice? It doesn't have to be a fancy place. You don't have to get married in the Bahamas. But just make sure that whenever they're taking the picture of the wedding, of you at the altar or at the chuppah or
there's
whatever
not
it's called,
white shit behind you.
There's not a Chevy Apollo sitting in the parking lot that I could see, or a van with the caterer's logo, right behind the hill from where you're, doing your big wedding.
Well, you know,
clear the shot.
Don't get me started. I'm always surprised when people, even if you have no money, I guess it's just a matter. Does my voice sound okay? Hello, hello, hello. I think that
I would like to actually comment.
Hold on,
Hold on.
Let me just finish. I think that you should. I'm always surprised when people get married, even if you have no money. Like, you be creative. Like, I know a girl, she didn't have a lot of money in Philadelphia years ago to get married. And there was an elementary school, but it was like from the 1900s or 18. So it was all stone.
Mm-hmm.
The whole cafeteria was all stone walls and high vaulted ceilings. And they would rent it out. Mm-hmm. And it looked cool. It was like you think, oh, but it looked better than having it some, I don't want to say.
It should be timeless.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you want to say?
I agree. I don't want to look at your wedding photo and see a Ford or a Toyota or like Little Caesar's Pizza or Carvin in the background. I don't want to see that.
Thank you.
Thing. You know what I mean?
I don't want to go see, oh my God, does Applebee's have a special on Monday night?
Exactly.
Yeah, did you guys get married in the Tuesday afternoon? Because there's a lunch crowd at Applebee's across the street.
Yeah, Applebee's. They try so hard to make it. It's the neighborhood place.
Yeah.
Why don't we decide that?
Yeah.
You don't decide that.
Right.
Hey, I'm the guy that's fun to be with. Well,
plus I've never seen an Applehood in an actual Applebee's in an actual neighborhood. It's always in a mall structure somewhere.
No, not in all fairness. And my mom, she lives in a neighborhood, and the home next to her used to be her friends that lived there, and then they moved out, and Applebee's bought it.
Are you serious?
No.
That's so funny, a picture.
Yeah, and when you're at the Olive Garden,
just move into your neighborhood. Hey, we're Applebee's.
When you're here, you're family. What is that?
No, when you're at Olive Garden, your family.
Yeah.
They make it sound like everyone's having a ball at the Olive Garden. Oh, yeah, there you go. We're at the Olive Garden.
Hey.
Your family. How you doing? Are you my waiter?
Yeah, hello. Hey.
I'm your waiter.
How many in your party?
5.
All right.
Hey, this is
the
party. Hey, I don't give a shit.
Come on, right this way. You guys like, what kind of table you like? Like a booth?
I like a table.
Like a round table or like a booth? What do you like?
Why are you both Italian?
Because when you hear your family.
Your family. I'm Italian. He's Italian. Everybody, mangia.
All right, here we go. Here's the table right here. Let me get this dirty family out of the way. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of the table.
You know the family no more, okay?
Get out of the family. We got new family here.
We're still
you're dead to me. There's your check.
Get the fuck out of my restaurant.
Let's this music play for a little. You know what this music reminds me of? That story you told me when you were growing up and you went over your neighbors. You like how I throw all the work your way? All I do is give you the setup and then you have to make a story up. Oh, remember? All right, fade this out. Last thing, and we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. I say and start the show, but this piece of equipment, I wanted someone to do the wall behind us. We got somebody. If there's one thing I want, I thought I could just, call somebody. What's it called? TC? What's it called? Helicon?
I don't even know.
Read it.
TC Helicon voice.
I can't get it to work.
Box.
I try to get it to work, and hold on. So if there's someone out there, like this piece of equipment, and you're like, I'd figure this out. I want to get the devil voice, the phone voice I thought I had. I am begging, or somebody from the company, that works at Carvin. I am begging you to send this to Carvin. Here's what I want. I want a relationship with them where they go, hey, hey, we'll send the guy over. We got you. And then I plug. What?
They have nothing to do with that box.
I know they don't, but they still know a lot about equipment. It's like when somebody comes from to repair my air conditioner. It's not their air conditioner, but they know how to repair all air conditioners. Somebody right. in the business might. You understand, right, kid?
Yeah.
But let me show you here. What
so
do
you're
I got
technology
here?
Racist.
Hello? Hello?
Don't you remember the one that you called me, baby?
Hi.
I got that one.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. We could have got it.
And then that's all. And then I got the phone, but it doesn't sound like a phone. But this sounds like a phone. Hello? 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 Ah, fuck. All right. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
What am I doing? We're going to take a break, and when we come back, oh, God. We're gonna talk about a couple, four people that I met in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And two of them, I don't think should get married.
What were their names?
You know what? I don't remember all their names.
Oh. What was the situation? What ended up happening?
Well, we're going to tell you right
after
this.
I want to find out before we go.
We'll take a break. We'll be 45 minutes. We'll be right back.
What he says, he deserves it. A gum and a cookie, he deserves it. A coffee and a cake, he deserves it. But he really needs food. Oh! Oh, he's going out the door. He's at Black Horse Motors. They've got cars there. All the cars are really cool.
I think we need to get some new jingles. If that all happened right, we faded out of the jingle. We're back. And by the way, I want to thank. there's no one else. I need a dentist. I'm not even joking. There's got to be someone out there who works at a dental office. You email us. I don't want to go to any dentist. Do you think? Well, how do you know if a caller, or if a listener that emails you, if it's a good dentist? I don't know. I figure maybe I'll get a. If it's a good deal, is a good dentist. I want free shit. Anyway, you guys got any input here? Oh, come on, guys. What's going on?
Well, you want to do the show by yourself, just do it by yourself. Then.
I want to do the show by myself?
You brought it up earlier.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, this is what it's like if you were by yourself.
Oh, I don't want to do the show myself, guys. Come on, that's being a little immature.
Let's try it for 3 minutes. And the clock is starting now.
I think I could do a show by myself. It's not the show that I want to do. I'm sorry if I said that, and I'm sorry if it hurt your feelings. But come on. All right. So, I'm at the gym, and I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm at the gym, and there's a guy, I'm even doing the cadence of those guys. There's a guy that is going, I'm not exaggerating. Oh, Jesus. How do your siblings see life differently than you? I don't know if anyone knows the joke. It's like, the joke is whenever we had a lull moment on the show, if you ever heard this, now listen up closely for the future. It's a box of questions. It's like a little glass case. So like you go, oh, you can do the show yourself. And then I get so nervous, I go right to the questions. Yeah. And anyway, I was going to try to do it. Like I grew up when those guys did radio all by themselves. I don't know how they did it. I don't hear anyone. I think you talk slower. Because I've heard someone on the radio today, they went, today on the line will be Dr. Mary Needleman, who'll be talking about children. Children are overstimulated. Doctors are recommending that children do not listen to computers up until the age of 3. This is when the mind is developed.
Stop listening to computers. Right. Ugh, I agree.
All right, so here's what I want to talk about. Here we go. Everything's great.
You want to talk about the news?
So I met. No, not yet. So anyway, we're hanging out with these. This is why I think. Oh, come on, Rory. Rory looked at me like I was so rude to Daniel. Not yet. Oh. We'll do the news.
No. Forget it.
Oh,
I got some breaking stuff over here. Steve Jobs died.
That's not.
Wait, what?
Well, I know you mean like it's old news, but it's not old news. It was family. I can only imagine after my dad died 2 weeks later, if someone went, "That's old news." I'm like, "Well, he was my dad."
All right, so, we'll talk about Steve Jobs after.
We will.
It'd be great if there was a caption like, "That's old news," but the news was about old people and it just pertained to like old people stuff. Like, but that's old news.
Give me an example.
Dad, you know, the latest wheelchair, this just in, the latest wheelchair and walker combination is going to be out next week.
Oh, that's old news.
Yeah, no, it is. It's old news.
You're admitting it is.
Yeah.
You're going.
Yeah, that's my segment. I do old news.
Finally, a bridge will be built to connect New Jersey with Philadelphia.
Oh, but that's old news.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I'm reading old news.
Okay.
And the first car was invented. Boy, it'll make it easier getting around.
That's old news.
Yeah, I know. I'm reading old news.
Why? Why do you collect old newspapers?
I like I'm holding it up so people. It's hard when you're on the radio not to do anything visual. Yeah. Right now, I'm making funny faces. All right, that's a little immature. That's for the young kids. So I met this. So I'm hanging out. I think this has to do with why. Now, look, how many times have I met your wife to be?
Twice, I think. Once or twice. Once, mm-hmm. Two or two. One or two. I don't know. One or twice. Right. One or twice.
So
once or two. Once
I'm going to give her a compliment. When I met her, we've talked about this before in the show, but I hit a different angle on it.
Oh.
Episode 10, I'm re-angling things.
Oh.
You know when you meet your friend's girlfriends, that like my friend Troy, his girlfriend Liz, you're like, the minute they meet, you meet them, you're like, oh, they're going to be together for a long time because they, you know, it sounds so cliche, but it's the sense of humor fucking thing.
Yeah.
So it sounds, you know, and that only gets better and better. Everything. So anyway, these four people were hanging out after the show, right? And the comedy club is closed. It's just about six of us hanging out, and the one guy and his girlfriend, they were great. Both of them were just talking, just enjoying each other. We're in a closed club, and there's something to me fun about that you cherish. I can go, and his girlfriend, the other guy's girlfriend, wants to leave, and she does.
Yeah,
she calls him five times. And she goes, why aren't you out? Why aren't you coming over here? And I hear him say, he turns to the phone. He goes, well, what are you searching for? I mean, come on, what could be cooler than hanging out here? I don't want to go there, honey. I could go there any night of the week. What are you mad at me for? You come back here. I didn't kick you out. I would love if you were here. Dan's girlfriend's here, and we're all just having a great time. Anyway, she comes back. She gets him to leave, and then she leaves again. And I tell him, I go, can I tell you something? You're 9 years you've been dating her. And you. Hold on, this goes somewhere.
They've been together for 9 years.
Hey, that's not odd. That happens in relationships. Yeah. So I don't want to concentrate on the wrong part. I get it. Some people are in relationships for a long time. It's okay. But I said, you're not meant to. I said, by the way, I'm not one of these guys so shallow because you're having an argument with girlfriend, because it wasn't an argument to say, you should leave her. No, I can listen to a story. I many times defend my friend's girlfriends were not in the room. I hear my friend's story and I go, well, she's fucking right, you know?
Right.
It had nothing to do with an argument. I said, you are a different person than her. What you're saying is you cherish this. This is something, and she's out going to bar to bar, and you're like, what the fuck? What could be better than this? He didn't mean it even like, oh, I was a comedian. I was cherishing them as much as they were cherishing being with me. And forget about just that you're at a closed place. I can go. I love being at a closed, the bar closes, and you're just in there with five people. I go, she doesn't crave that, and you do. And let me tell you something. There's two. If you go ahead and marry her, that's meaner than anything she's ever done to you. I said, I'm high. And he goes, you know what? I don't care. He goes, you're telling me the truth. I want to hear it. I said, are you sure? He goes, yeah. I go, that's who she is. She's not a bad person. But if you marry her, that's mean, because you know, and here's two people you're going to be if you marry her. One, you're going to be unhappy, but you'll never say anything to anybody. If you choose to do this, I said, that's what I said. If you choose to do this, get married, but you can never complain to anybody, ever. You just, because you know, just internalize it. I go, now, what are the odds of that happening? He said, nil. I go, right. So you know who you're going to be now. You're going to be the guy that goes everywhere with your girlfriend, and whenever you're around, you go like this. I'm miserable. Yeah. And it'll be your fucking fault. I say you're afraid to leave her because then you'll be responsible for whether you're happy or not.
Yeah. You know who that guy was?
Who?
Barack Obama.
Thank you. Yep. How the fuck did you see that coming?
You said you're in D.C. He definitely came out to your show.
So, but wasn't... my point is that there's people out there with those crossroads, and it's like, you know what? Just stop. And I liked the fact that I was defending her. She wasn't there, but she wasn't a bad person. But he was going to get married just because. Why?
Yeah. Well, I don't like it when people get into like these, like when you're drunk, and like they were probably drinking, right? She was drunk. She left. I don't know if she was drunk, but they were drinking.
No, no, I think it was just, but I don't think it had anything to do with
that.
So you
think they just have different interests?
Absolutely.
And he's like, look how fun this is. We just saw this guy perform. Now we can just fucking hang out with him and have drinks. We're not even paying for the drinks. I'm sure it was like just, hey, you're
yeah,
guys,
but
it's
you
just
know
you.
What, though? Even if you take it outside of, maybe you're thinking, geez, Todd, you're making more out of it. No.
No, I think you're right.
Even if you're at a comedy club, to me, if let's say you're at a comedy club and after the show's over, it's just you and the wait staff. That to me is the same. I might have just said that a second ago. That to me is the same special moment that you have. And I think if you're with a girl that craves that type of thing, yeah, we could go out running down the street. Come on. Like, here's what you're basically saying. Come on, let's go do something we can do every other fucking night of the year. Literally.
Yeah.
If you choose to do it, no exaggeration, there will not be a time here till the end of eternity where you can't do that. One night you get to do something cool. Oh, let's go do what we do.
But
it's
something
not work.
Different and unique.
What?
I said this is the one night they could do something different and unique.
Right. And he's craving it. The other girl and her boyfriend were craving it. You might think, why did I tell this story? Because maybe one person out there is going, man, I'm going down there. I'm about to get married to someone I know. I know. Come on. You know.
Yeah.
It's not a bad.
You know what I think it is? And I'm going to defend these people. Just play devil's advocate.
Well, good, because they're here.
What?
Lisa and
what?
Stanley.
Oh, my God. Ba-da-da, da-da-da, ba-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da,
actually, just. It was actually just Stanley. Lisa didn't want to come.
It was just.
She's like, I don't want to go be on Todd Glass's podcast.
I don't want to
get drunk at a Hooters.
I don't want to walk in at a comedic moment.
David Spade said at Hooters they can't hire hot waitresses anymore because they got sued, so now they just hire everybody. He goes, isn't that pretty much just a place with shitty food now? Anyway, he goes, please. Anyway, he doesn't say please. I said please. Hopefully he's not saying.
Is that him? And he goes, like, who's getting Hooters food to go? Why was that him talking about the Vegas?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, Hooters food to go. Why wouldn't you get Hooters food to go?
That's a great bit right there. Because the whole idea of going to Hooters in general. Like,
oh, case. Right. The exact joke.
I don't know. I don't know who did
that's
that
yours
joke.
Now.
No, it's
that's
not
yours.
Mine.
No, it's yours.
It's
yours.
Not
it's
yours.
Yours.
Well,
definitely.
If you're not, I'm taking it. Then I'm taking
it.
No, I get no respect. Who if you gave out jokes that weren't yours? You go, who says that thing about finding the socks? And you tell me the right answer. You're the worst advice giver in the world. Okay. Who does a joke about this? You always find it's been around for a while, but he's two socks in the dryer. Where's the other sock go?
Oh, like Seinfeld's whole.
Oh, that's
thing
his?
Around.
Yeah,
that's
you
his.
Can have that. You can take that.
No, it says it's Jerry Seinfeld.
Nah, he doesn't know. He didn't know if it's definitely Jerry Seinfeld.
I mean, I have seen a special.
He still doing it, Todd? Is he still doing it?
No.
You want
he's
it to
not.
Die? You want it to just go somewhere and die? Do the bit. Do it.
You know, that's so. Can I ask you a few more questions? Because I'm trying to grow. You get no respect at all. Rodney's dead. Can I do that?
Yes.
Should I change it a little?
Hey, no.
It
you know what? Rodney would love that. Why would be more disrespectful than if he just started doing it?
Then he could be up there going, I get no respect.
Look at that. I was right.
Can we get some echo in my mic?
I got a guy ripping me off. No respect.
I'll tell you. I'm dead and I get no respect. I'll tell you. Can you deepen my voice up a little and make it sound exactly like Rodney? I'm just kidding. Hey, I'll tell you. Of course, I was down there. Regis Philbin. So anyway,
Devil's advocate
mm-hmm. with the couple. You're going to defend her.
I think for these two people who are where you're saying because you can see plain as day, like guys, you don't connect. Mm-hmm. You're going to get married. You've been together 9 years. Mm-hmm. I think there's people who don't actually understand or have faith in the idea that you actually could find someone who's like a great friend. That you could be in a relationship with. Right. I think people honestly think, and I think we talked about this a while ago.
Yeah, we did.
You think there's people that actually are like, oh no, the world is, ugh, my fucking wife. Everybody, we all do that. And some people don't know. No, a lot of us don't do that because we actually enjoy the company of the people we're with.
No, you're right. That like I think you're right. Daniel said that, you know, the institution of marriage, you know, people think it's getting shit on now. If anything, I think, I don't know, it's probably... There's probably more healthy. It sounds weird, but I bet this is right. I'm not talking about where one person is subservient. People go back then, and one person wasn't happy.
Yeah.
If they were, they'd still do it. Women didn't wake up one day and go, man, this is a great life. I want to change it up. When everything changes, because people weren't happy. Because if it was good just staying home and cooking and cleaning and not having a career, they'd still be doing it.
Yeah.
It wasn't fulfilling.
Right.
So I bet there's more happily married couples now in a weird way, truly happy, like you're saying. Like, I use my friend Troy and Liz a lot, for example, because they really do enjoy being around each other. You're that way. And I know a lot of other people like that. But that joke about marriage, that's been around for so long. The wife. And you know what? Fuck, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. And fuck the guys that do that. You know, blaming you. I don't even care. First of all, we don't even know, like we said before, if the girlfriend is the one to blame. But even if it is, you're a big boy. Go get a divorce.
Yeah.
Stop complaining to all your friends. Once in a while, it's okay. My wife. Well, what are you? Get the fuck then. Go do something with your life. I'm tired of hearing about how shitty your wife is, and God knows if I only found out it was your fault. Because you're such a fucking great.
Why did you bring a gun for that? Why would put the gun away?
I don't know. I just like the way, but I
what if it goes off?
It anymore. It's not going to go off.
Put the gun down.
I hold it in my hand. Don't get married.
It's a machine gun. Oh, you brought a machine gun.
I get upset.
Oh.
Todd!
Now!
Todd!
No one!
Everybody get out! Get out!
He's getting married! Ah! Oh, I want to see people happy!
Are these grenades?
Oh, shut the fuck up! Rory's in a happy marriage! Ow!
You just shot me, Todd!
You're
I love her! This is it for me! What happened to the sound effects?
Okay.
Wait, those were sound effects? I thought I got shot.
Can I say something?
Here I am.
How was that? I got a little carried away. Okay. Everybody stop. I think I might have just lost control. I might have to play with my echo box.
Oh.
Right, so let's move on past that. We're just saying, I think everyone got the gist of what we said right there. Hey, I got a question for you.
I got an answer for you.
I went home.
Tell
with
me
my
more.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good start.
I'm a little out of control. Oh, here we go. So I went. You guys okay over there? How about just a little applause would make me feel better. Okay, I like it. I have a theory. You know, like I heard something about PETA. You know, people go, PETA, you know, they don't even think. But I thought about something like, I think a lot of times we just okay things because we've been doing them for so long. But there's a right and a wrong, and time does not equal validity. Or otherwise, God knows how many shit things we've done in this world bigger than what I'm about to bring up. But time is either right or wrong. But we've been doing it for the last 75 years. Could it be just fucking dead wrong? Yes! So defend it if it's right. But I thought about fish in tanks, and I know people have talked about it jokingly. We're declawing cats. I went to declawing cats. I don't want to be that guy. I went to defend it. Like, I go, no, that's not. I get it. Well, I'm just defending it because my parents did it. But it's ripping a claw out of an animal or a fish in a tank, right? So they go, well, Peter would say you can't even have a dog. Well, that I know. I want to defend that too because I like dogs and I want to have a dog. But what's your stance? Do you have any stance on all that stuff at all?
I think it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
A bird in a cage. Do you ever think about that and go?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of a zoo. I think it's weird. Like, I get why people are like, but we learn about the animal. Kids get to see it. I do get that. But there is a part of me that looks at those animals, and I don't know if someone could say, well, they have a better life here. We're feeding them this. That maybe that's a great argument.
Well,
I just feel like whenever I look at the animals, I'm just like, that animal's – like, when I see a horse pulling a carriage in Times Square, I'm just like, that horse has to hate the existence. I understand the horse doesn't understand what else it could be doing, I'm sure. But that horse has to just – there has to be something in that horse's head where it's like, I hate this. I'd like to believe that reincarnation exists and those people that fucking do the carriages become the horses. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I like that. But I don't know if that's true.
It's probably not.
But let me tell you something else real quick. What you said
is... Did you say it is true?
No, I said I doubt it.
What if you were really prejudiced and that came out? You're like, you know, I hope it is reincarnation and all those horses are the... Like, I don't want to say anything. You know, are the... You know.
The Jews.
Right, I'm Jewish. I should have said that. Right. Yeah. People are like, what? What do you mean? That? I don't know if that's right.
But fish don't have a conscious. That fish
but you know what? Let me ask you a question.
See, I don't feel the same way about fish in a tank.
You don't? I'm not sure. Okay, let's not go there then.
Because I agree
with you.
Okay,
let's talk. Like hold on.
What kind of a tank?
Hold on. So let's go to something that's a little more black and white. Did you ever really think seriously about the bird in the cage thing.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That shouldn't
But
be.
You're not sure if they think either.
No, birds? Birds?
By the way, I think birds are... It's wrong, too. Don't get me wrong. I'm trying to use your own logic.
But you can tell that birds fly.
You said fish don't think.
I said fish don't think. I didn't say birds don't
think. No, I said, but I'm saying you don't know they do.
We know.
What are they? But you know, when I was younger, I swear to God, to George Carlin, there's a true story. My mom had a bird, and it said, "Maureen, I'm thirsty. Maureen, I'm thirsty." She taught her how to say it. My aunt came into the living room and said, "Your bird's thirsty." Now, nobody ever laughs at that like they should until you explain it. That's very funny, because do you get it now? The bird doesn't know what it's saying. But every time I tell that story, I guess, you know, everybody always just is quiet, but like... But she thought the bird knew it was thirsty. But now that I think about that, so does everybody that I tell this story to.
Yeah.
Because you just stared at me.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Maureen, your bird is thirsty. And my mom cracked up laughing.
Yeah, that's so true. You really think my bird is communicating with you?
Yeah. Maureen, Paul, do me a... My a bird used to also go, Paul, do me a favor. She would have come...
Paul, the bird needs a favor. Yeah, yeah, that should be like, holy shit, your bird is talking to me.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Maureen, your bird wants a cracker. Polly wants a cracker.
Well, what did he say?
He said Polly wants a cracker.
Oh, that's not even his name. He's lying.
No, he said, I don't know what's wrong, though, but he wants a cracker.
No, his name is Demetrius.
Polly. Who's Polly?
Oh, that's my daughter.
Oh, Polly wants a cracker.
She's probably hungry. She's been locked upstairs for a couple days. She probably does want a cracker.
That bird's always looking out for my kids.
That bird's always looking out for my kids. What does that mean? That's hilarious. See, I'm having fun. I'm fun. Remember Gary Goldman did his impersonation? Oh, okay. Oh,
what's going on? Oh, no.
Oh, this is... That's what? Ignorant. This is a kid. Doesn't even play it good. Because he heard on the podcast we were talking about...
Wait, is that Rocky?
No, it's playing Rocky.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, well, remember...
I like that.
But now the autistic kid, Evan, can't play the Family Guy theme. He just does this to be irritating. He's not even good.
Wait, is he autistic too?
No,
he's not autistic.
He's 40. He lives with his mother.
He's doing that to be a dick?
Yes.
Where is he?
Oh, then, well, I could stand that one time.
Where is he?
He's in, what the, you know, Evan.
Can I say something?
By the way, the autistic kid's name is Evan. Tomorrow it'll be Andy. I don't know. Yeah. Just, you go with what, no names. I want any stress the rest of this podcast. And, so anyway.
I wish he would play, like, if that was your alarm clock, that'd be fun. But that's it, you know, once.
Go ahead.
All right. That's great. That wasn't bad.
Do you want to,
Oh, now I
see. Can I hear a little bit of it?
This? Okay.
I have a question. Here's what I'm
Can
curious about.
You go talk
about.
To him.
Well, here's what I'm curious about. Do you think he's playing it because he's pissed at the Family Guy kid?
Yes.
So he's just being a dick.
Will you go talk to him?
Which guy?
The trumpet guy. I want Evan, the autistic kid. Well, that's just...
What's his apartment number?
It's 11B. Remember, none of...
All right, yeah.
You'll hear. Listen. You'll hear. You really need his apartment number?
Yeah, all right. I'll find it.
He needs his apartment number to find where it's coming from.
Stop it! Stop fucking playing!
come back here.
Oh, what happened?
What? Hey, dude. I mean, not dude, but I'm a little shooken. Rory, go sit down. What are you walking around the room for? What just happened over there?
Did you know he had a killer drum set over there? Have you known that?
No, they're just spiteful people. They'll just sometimes listen to their TV too loud.
He's got a whole setup over there.
Rory, we're not talking about the drum set. We're talking about the gunshots. We heard gunshots.
Yeah, gunshots.
Yeah, let me tell you something about that family.
Oh.
Yeah, what happened?
Maybe the TV was too loud. I didn't hear anything.
You sound like you got upset.
Oh, I did? What did I say?
Well, you have to understand, they're just spiteful people over there. They'll listen.
I thought they were nice.
They'll just listen to their TV louds just to annoy us. And I don't know what to say.
That same house? The same house?
Oh, yeah, 2.5 men they're listening to.
What? No.
Jake? That's rude.
It's worse than all of them.
I stubbed my toe. Yeah, it may be broken. I'm gonna go to the emergency room. Oh, no, I have to take Jake with me so we can go in the carpool lane. Jake, help Daddy find his toenail. I'll call you later, okay?
This is ridiculous. They're not. This is not.
Hello, hey, yeah, you've got your TV on really loud. No, your TV is on really loudly. Yeah, turn your fucking TV down. Turn the fucking TV down. Now, turn the fucking TV down. Now, now, turn it down. Get against the wall. Get against the fucking wall. You, take your shirt off. Take your fucking shirt off right now. Yeah. Yes, you! Turn it down! Turn the fucking TV down! Just keep your fucking TV down! God damn it!
Why'd they have to make him take their shirt off? That was weird. Hey, Rory, this is getting... Why'd you have to make them take their shirt off? Heard you say, take your shirt off, turn your TV down.
Oh, that was probably the episode.
No.
That was probably 2.5 men.
That does sound like 2.5 men. And
they also have an amazing drum set.
What just?
Everybody has an amazing drum set in this fucking
building. All my
building.
Neighbors. Well, you know, this has always been this whole area here. This is the way you stall to come up with an answer. You just keep going bigger and bigger with the perimeter. Oh well, this area. The reason there's drum sets.
Yeah.
Well, this area. It's always been like even if that. Oof, I'm probably going back to 19.
Even the shed out back.
God, that was crazy. So anyway, I went back to Philadelphia, had my mom's big birthday, and it was great. You know, we all enjoyed each other. It was fun. So I want to say nice things about my family before I complain a little bit. Like, we all had fun. Like me and my brothers, you know, even though you argue once in a while, there's really not that much arguing ever with me and my brothers. It's just... It's in the crossfire of us, you know, other
brothers?
Things happening. Three brothers, three birth brothers and one stepbrother.
Ew, go ahead. Does anybody get along with him? Or?
No, everybody gets along really well.
Even the stepbrother.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, fuck.
Enough of that. So we all get along really well. We had a nice party for my mom, and we all realized we like each other. Like, mm-hmm. I like being around my brothers, and I also like being around my nephew and my niece, and we had a really good time. But then, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. And I know I shouldn't care, and it doesn't matter. But, like, my mom loves the Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, is that not...
No.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You serious? You're not going to relate at any level.
No, my mom loves the Red Lobster.
But do you get it?
She loves the Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah.
But you were quiet. Like one time in front of an audience, I said that. I go, oh, my God. And they thought, the Sizzler was fancy. And the whole crowd got quiet. I went, oh, my God.
You'd think it's fancy.
Put echo in my voice. Here's what happened on stage. Ready? Don't give it yet. Watch. Folks, you know, this type of girl, she thought the Sizzler was really fancy. Oh, my God. This crowd thinks the Sizzler is fancy. Where's my echo? Oh, my God.
Do it again. Let's start over again.
Just when I think. You'll see. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. You know the type of girl that thinks the Sizzler is fancy. Oh, my God. This crowd thinks the Sizzler is fancy. I'm performing in front of poor people. Oh, my God.
You're still talking into your microphone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't realize that my microphone was still on. I thought I was having a thinking moment all by myself. And now these fucking idiots know what I think of
them. We can hear you.
Okay, this is really uncomfortable.
My dad owns a Sizzler.
The way, Red Lobster,
I'm not counting that as... What?
Is the Red Lobster on the same level?
No,
as,
Red Lobster's up better than the Sizzler.
Red Lobster's
I got to
nice.
Give him a little credit.
Red Lobster's nice.
Remember you said that they... I listened to an old episode. For technical reasons. Katie, no, where you said there should be a bread bowl. The bread, yeah. The bread should only come in... Not in a bowl, but a bread bowl.
Yeah.
And that's funny because no one ever thought about that yet. Like, you have a bread bowl, put sticks of bread in it, you were saying.
Yeah.
Then people eat the bread, they eat the bread bowl. I went a little bit further.
Oh.
Wait, what was he saying?
Okay, give every while I talk for this next bit, this is what I forget. You know what I always forget? When we're at our house and we hang out, we just do bits all night, and we also direct each other. And here I'm always thinking, when the show ends, oh, I should have said this. I should have just given... Because we don't realize it, but we're hanging out. We just direct each other, and we redirect each other. We're like, no. And then you do it right.
Yeah.
So for this bit, I'm talking, and they're thinking a lot. So like every time, like whatever I say, but I don't hear them. But they're like, oh, my God, Todd. So anyway, I thought the time you did this bit, you said there would be great if there was bread, and then there was bread in the bread.
Oh my Jesus Christ. Todd listens to all of the episodes.
So what I thought would be funny, like, okay, not only do I have a bread bowl, but then there's the bread in it, but also a bread napkin.
Todd doesn't even know I stole that bit from Cosby. Oh, Jesus. Now I feel bad.
So anyway, I was thinking then there'd be a bread napkin, a bread, and then even the table would be bread.
What's he doing here? He's talking about the same thing he talked about on the show before.
So anyway, like I was saying last time on the show, when Rory said the bread, I thought if you just get, oh, I want a bread table, I want a bread napkin, and I want a bread handkerchief, and I'll blow my nose into it, and the whole restaurant should be made out of bread.
Daniel, I think I can hear your thoughts. Hey.
Oh, my God. I hope no one can hear my thoughts.
Here's the thing that I was thinking about. So this couple gets into a relationship, and they're there. They don't want to hang out at the bar after closing.
Here he goes, telling people
he's better than them. So like the couple I was just talking to them. Listen, I own my happiness. And let me tell you something. If you you have to be responsible for the...
Oh, my God. I would love to reach out, open that box, and stab myself in the back of the head with that. Glass case.
What glass case?
Of cards.
Oh. So that bit was fun. I don't think we can shit on it. So the Red Lobster, so that's what I was saying. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. Like, my stepdad went out. I don't know why. I like things to be presented nice, you know?
Todd's going to give an example.
Oh, come on. Are you going to do that the rest of the show? That's going to be disturbing.
No, it'd be great.
You sure?
No, anytime you let me know you're going to do an example, we'll have that put in.
Okay, but it... I'm the guy that doesn't know. That seems like it would be annoying. Of course it'll be annoying.
Todd's going to tell us what that's like.
Oh, my, Katie, you got the echo.
Todd's going to ask Katie a question.
Okay, listen.
Well, that wasn't
so the Red Lobster, I'm finishing this Red Lobster thought. I'm never doubting myself again on this podcast.
What's a lobster go for, Red Lobster?
Market price, probably 22, 23.
I didn't get the lobster.
Is that the market price? Yeah. Even Red Lobster pulls that market price shit on you. They got to have the price on the menu, right? At Red Lobster.
You know what? Write this up. It's a show.
You're not going to have like...
It's the easy way to shut you up.
Wait, right?
It's a show. Give it to me. You're giving away gold.
Come on, Todd. No one at Red Lobster is going, oh, that's market price. Right?
I'll tell you why. You want the honest answer or do you want to do...
I want the honest answer. Yeah, they have prices?
Well, I would think even at Red Lobster, it's very seasonal, that type of item, so they have to put price seasonable.
Okay, is that cheap to ask at a restaurant? How much?
You have to ask.
What's the price this season?
Can I afford it? I go, you know what I say? I trick them. I go, hey, when's the best, easiest time to catch these lobsters? I'm just trying to educate myself. She goes, May. Meanwhile, it's December. I go, okay, I'll have the shrimp scampi. Because you figure the easiest time to catch them, they must be cheaper.
So if you're on a date and you go, all right, she wants lobster, and then you're like, fuck, what am I?
You shouldn't go to. You're probably right. You shouldn't go to a place like that.
Yeah.
Because if you have a place not Red Lobster, money. Where you have yeah, right, unless you have money, go to a place where the girl can. But most girls don't order lobster on a first date unless they're you know
not the classic broads I'm involved in.
Unless they're fucking whores. Yeah. You know
yeah.
the whores.
Yeah. yeah.
That's
cunts.
What whores do.
Yeah.
Whores
cunts.
And cunts.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey, yeah. They don't care. I don't like this guy anyway. I'll go out and I'll get a lobster.
I'll eat four bites.
Can I say something?
Women.
I don't want to sound like Andrew Dice Clay, but both it works both ways though.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know. Seriously, no, no, no. If you order lobster on a first date, I know this sounds like Andrew Dice Clay, and if I'm wrong, to George Carlin, there's a little truth in what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and that's what scares me. If you order lobster on a first date, you should blow the guy.
Yeah.
Is that wrong to say?
Yeah. No, you didn't sound like... You didn't sound like Andrew Dice Clay.
You know what I mean.
Hey, but then the guy's like, get the lobster. The guy's forcing it. You should get the lobster.
Oh, you know what? I'm not really...
No, get the lobster.
Yeah, I don't really... You know, lately I'm not into lobster.
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's market price today.
You know what? I think I'm just going to go with the...
Lobster. Show up the lobster. Lobster.
Well,
waitress.
Wait a second. Hold
waitress!
No, over here.
Yeah, get the lobster.
No,
lobster.
I don't want lobster.
Yeah, no lobster. Why we have two lobsters?
No. Excuse me.
Yeah, two lobsters.
I don't want a lobster.
Two lobsters.
I don't want
get them out. Go. Pick them up out of the thing.
No, please.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
Excuse
put,
me.
Yeah,
excuse
get them
me.
Out of the.
Hey, excuse me. This is scaring me. This is
what
the first
is?
Date.
What?
I don't
what?
Listen. I don't want lobster.
We're having fun. Get lobster.
Okay, it's fun.
Have you ever had the lobster here?
I haven't had it, but
have you ever had it?
Okay, I do have a sense of humor.
Look,
and I
here's
know
what we're going to do. We're going to get the lobster right here.
I don't
here.
Want a lobster.
Yeah, we have two lobsters.
Guys,
we're gonna go.
Can I be honest with you? You're kind of making me uncomfortable.
Well,
so
I know.
I come
sorry.
Back,
no,
come
no,
back.
No, no, no. Hold on. Hold on. You're no. right. And we're sorry. This is the waitress talking.
Yeah, I know who the waitress
sorry.
Is.
Is my voice
yeah,
freaking you out? I've had some surgery.
Well,
I'm
you,
going through a crisis. I'm going through a sex change operation.
Oh, you know what's good for healing stuff? Lobster.
In the middle of this bit, now we got to rework in her sex change operation.
Well, it's a backstory to the character.
Yeah, it's backstory.
Anyway, I'll come back, you guys.
No. Right. Listen,
well,
here's what's
come
going
back
on.
With two lobsters when
oh,
you do.
Stop it. Now, this is a first date, and it's awkward, and I do not want a lobster. So I just want the special down here for $8.99 with a free dessert, and that's all I want.
You know, look, can I talk to you for a second?
What?
Can
this
I talk
is really
to you for a
freaking
second?
Okay,
out.
Should I come back?
No. I feel like
right
I want
back.
A witness.
I'll come right back.
Can I be honest? I'm on a first date, and this guy's starting to freak me out.
Can
I do not want a lobster.
Then what do you want?
I want the special down here. It's
oh, what's $8. The special? What's in the special?
It's just shrimp scampi.
Oh, it's just shrimp scampi.
Oh, by the way, may that's I just interrupt? I just realized something. Who are you to make fun of my voice, you bitch?
Exactly. Lobster
that
helps
makes
to
sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It's my voice. I love you. Just
what's
thought
the problem
of it?
With my voice?
All right, hold on.
All right,
let's continue the bit. Because this bit is funny. This
it's
bit,
good.
If we let it breathe, I'm confident that this bit can keep going.
Yeah. Okay.
We could get someone to drive off the road if we do this bit long. I don't want the lobster.
Why?
Can I be honest?
Yes.
May pretend my... Well, should I try to do a woman's voice a little? Would that help the bit a little?
Yes.
Well, I just feel like I don't... I feel awkward saying this.
Okay.
But I know you want it. I just don't want the lobster.
Why? Do you not want the lobster?
Because I don't want the lobster.
Don't you think I want the
okay,
best
you guys,
for you?
I'm
well,
sorry,
two
I don't
lobsters.
Want
okay, don't override me.
Here. We're getting the lobster.
I don't
we're
want
getting the
lobster.
Lobster. We're
okay,
getting
I'm going to get up
sticks.
And leave. You're uncomfortable.
Have you ever had the breadsticks and the bread bowl with the bread napkins? We're getting that. We'll have two lobsters.
I don't. Okay. I'll have
two
you
full
know,
lobsters.
Guys, stop it, please. This is guys, making me awkward.
We'll have the yeast
okay,
that comes in a glass. We'll have two
I'm
going to
tell
glasses.
You why I don't want the lobster.
We have
okay,
an
go ahead.
Unlimited yeast bowl. Would you like?
Excuse
to?
Me, waitress.
We'll take.
I'm
the
using
yeast
your name because it's. I think it's people forget what you are. In the
no,
bed.
Look on the look on her pin. It says waitress. That's her name.
I don't want the lobster because I feel like you wanted to pay for this meal, and I'm. I don't. And I just don't want to have the lobster because it's very expensive, and I feel like I'm. You might think I owe you something sexually, so I'd just rather not get the lobster. I'd rather not get it.
Oh Jesus. My date thinks I want a blowjob.
So I just feel that way. I know sometimes, you know, I didn't want to get something that expensive that I felt, you know, would put me in an awkward position later. But if I do like lobster.
Oh, my God. Just get the lobster.
And I do love lobster.
Already.
I may pretend this girl's 500 pounds. It makes the whole bit funnier, I think. If it doesn't, I'm fucking the bit up. I do like lobster. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like I don't want to order it if you feel later like that. Then I'm
right,
gonna.
You know, you want the fucking truth? Do you want the truth now for
why
me?
Why were you
now
wanting
that we got
me
the
to
fucking
get a
truth
okay,
from you?
I definitely don't
you want
to
the fucking truth?
Hold on, hold
do
on.
Do you
want
to know the truth?
Yeah, this is awkward, and just because I'm a woman doesn't mean you can push me around. I don't want the lobster, and I was honest with you.
Do you want to know the truth? Do you want to know?
Yes.
I put a fucking engagement ring in one of the fucking lobsters. I was going to propose to you on our first date, and you had to be a fucking piece of shit cunt. Just a fucking cunt.
So go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? You know how much I spent on that? Could you go get the engagement ring, please?
Oh, no, no. Now I feel weird.
Oh, you feel weird? You feel weird?
Why would you,
you
engage?
I wanted a blowjob from you?
Well, it was
I
our
love
fir-
you, you big 500-pound woman. I love you.
We just met on a first date. I don't understand why you thought...
in your mouth. Ever. One, I respect you. And two, I don't know that you wouldn't eat it. I really tried not to laugh.
Okay.
Shut the fuck
up. So that's a lobster and a house special then?
Yeah, we're a fun couple. We're just having fun.
We've been married for 35 years. We didn't mean to do that to
take
you.
Take your fat suit off, honey. Take your fat suit off.
Zip.
Oh, my God.
It's a smooth zipper.
Oh, my God. Look, we've been married 35 years. Yeah. Why can't I do my voice? It's hard.
I don't know.
We've been married 35 years. And I can't do a good woman's voice.
Every time we come to Red Lobster,
we do
this.
We do
it. Yeah, I know.
So anyway, I will have the lobster. Is that all right?
No, I can't afford lobster.
Oh, come on. I love lobster.
I don't have that kind of money.
Oh, my God. You said if I did this bit that you would order a lobster for me.
Yeah,
remember, I'm heavy.
I don't have the money.
I know, but you told me. You know I don't like doing this bit. You know it makes every waiter and waitress in this restaurant feel horrible.
You want the truth?
And I just wanted a lobster.
Right, do you want the fucking truth? Do you want to know the truth now?
Yeah, I wanted this lobster.
I put a goddamn engagement ring in the shrimp scampi. All right, I got here early tonight, and I put a goddamn engagement ring in the shrimp scampi.
No, sir.
God damn it.
Sir. I know we ruined a 500-pound batch of pasta because you dropped a diamond ring in there.
Oh, you didn't even ask the restaurant.
I said, one in the bucket. I don't even know if that's a phrase.
I'm not sure for a second why that bit even worked, because in one bit, I guess I was getting... I didn't want the shrimp. Oh, I wanted a lobster, right. You're like, get the shrimp scampi. Right? I knew it made sense. I went ahead and laughed hysterically because I knew that it was fucking great. But I wasn't sure the details of it. I knew you did the old flip-a-rooney. All right, everything's great. Everything's
down.
Fine.
Calm down.
Shh. Here's what we're going to do.
Start over. Let's start over.
Let's start
the show again.
Should we?
Yeah,
I feel like we should. I'm so glad you said that. You don't care that we're an hour and 26 minutes into it?
No one does.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. I feel so much better. We can do a better job.
Yeah.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Oh, that's Conan O'Brien.
The entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass, everyone.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Belly Jesse Ruffin.
Come on, guys. Everything a joke? Seriously, everything's a joke.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
Oh, my dad.
I know who that is.
There you go. Come on.
From the beautiful Las Cienega Strip, high atop Black Horse Motors, it's the Todd Glass Show.
All right. Oh, what happened to the music?
What the fuck?
Oh, what the fuck? I thought we... No, no. You know what I said
no
just before? I don't
want to.
I don't want to be hard on him. But what happened? We don't have the music? All right.
Shit.
Well, no, we got a lot of emails to read. I feel like...
should
we start it over?
Yeah, just start
all right, we'll start over.
Yeah, all right, let's start it over. I think we should start it over.
Yeah. But we'll keep this.
Yeah, we should keep this.
Okay.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Conan O'Brien right there.
The entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass, everyone.
There you go. Jimmy Kimmel, I think. I got nervous. All right, shut the music off. We got so far into that bit. That made sense, by the way, if you're listening. I guess I keep forgetting. I always say, if you're listening, people that aren't listening don't listen.
Yeah. If you're not listening now, you shouldn't listen later.
You don't have to address the people who aren't listening.
Thank you.
But they're out there.
Thank you. All right. So there we got that. Everything's great. Oh, so back home with my family.
Yeah.
They want to go to the Olive Garden. We go. And then I don't like when I see people eating, not having fun. You know, when they just eat.
Yeah.
Go home and eat.
Yeah.
You don't have to go out and be miserable and eat. It just it just saddens me.
Have you ever seen a family of like four where they've ordered and like clear orderings happen, drinks are there, they're waiting on the food, and it's dead silent
yes.
with them looking at other people in the restaurant.
Right.
I'm always like, there's nothing. There's right. not one thing to talk about.
And guess the only way they bond? If when it's like a not all, by the way, this is couples at every age, 30, 40, 50, 60.
Yeah.
I know people, it doesn't have to be that way though, but we're not saying it's just older couples.
Right.
When they have nothing to talk about, except when you get older, it gets worse because you look old.
Yeah.
When you're young and complaining, you're young and complaining. Then when you're old and complaining, it looks worse. So try it. If you're going to complain, complain when you're young.
Hey, and that's another tip from Todd Glass.
We'll take a break. But when they have nothing to talk about, this is how you know you're in a miserable relationship, when all you can talk about is negative stuff about other people. So you'll sit there quiet for 20 minutes, but then you'll see a kid walk by and his pants are a little low, and they'll go, that's enough. And then the other person will go, what? Because the only thing they can bond on is other people they hate.
No, Todd, those are tards.
You know what? I want to clear something up.
I also agree. Christmas show.
Oh, goodness. I agree about the dart thing, but that was just a great setup, and I just had to take it.
No, you know what? You do whatever you want.
Somebody said happy Merry Christmas to me today.
Someone said Merry Christmas to you? Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
No. Mm-hmm. They meant it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No.
I just had a thought. Remember? Hold on.
Hold on. I think Daniel's in a lie.
What do you mean somebody said Merry Christmas to you today?
Yeah. You heard me.
You mean it's too early?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
This barista... Right, I'll call him by his title.
Maybe he's being fun.
No. Here's what I said. And he goes, "Hey, Merry Christmas!" Hi, and I go, "Hi, you're joking." And he goes, "No, I'm just trying to get everybody ready because it's gonna sneak up on you." He's gay.
You know what though? I like the guy. He's fun. Better than a miserable fuck.
Oh, come on, Merry Christmas! It's October.
You know what? He's kidding, and you don't know it.
No,
he's being silly.
I don't think so.
I'm going to tell you. I bet he was.
I think this guy. He cannot wait.
All right. You're gonna be embarrassed. The guy. He's here.
What? He's here?
Yeah, the guy's
here.
You
guys brought him out?
We knew you were going to talk about this, and the guy's, hey, what's his name?
Jingle Bell Rock. Hey, guys, what are you guys doing?
Hey,
we're microphones. Is this a movie?
No. He doesn't know anything. He thinks it's a movie. Why don't you come sit down? We are having a conversation.
Join us? Our friend just left.
I brought some lattes. Here's a latte. Do you like cinnamon spice Christmas latte? And for you, here's a gingerbread latte.
Oh.
Gingerbread latte.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I've never been in a movie before.
It's not a movie. It's a podcast.
Am I wrong? Are you full of Christmas spirit?
Merry Christmas to you, too. Were you just saying Merry Christmas?
Yeah, when you're saying Merry Christmas, and Rory, let him finish here, okay?
All right. All right, go ahead.
All right. When you're saying Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you,
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did
that feel good to say it to you?
Well,
you should see how many frowns I get from the fellas that come into the coffee shop.
Well,
all the ho-hummers that come in. Oh, I don't want to know that it's Christmas.
What are they?
No, the ho-hummers.
All right, let me ask you this, though. What is your name again? Your name's Dan?
I just go by barista. Look on my tag.
So when you're saying Merry Christmas, seriously, I know this is ridiculous, but just serious. You're saying it in... I don't know how he could even answer this any other way, but you're joking. You get it's early, and you're being silly, right?
No, I'm getting people geared up for the holiday.
But you know that it's early.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Now, do you realize Halloween hasn't even happened yet?
And we wish
you
a
Merry Christmas. Huh?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
That was me
doing it without breathing.
Are you just going to keep singing?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hold on.
I just remembered who you are. I just remembered who you are.
Who am I?
When you came in, I said Merry Christmas, mm-hmm. and then you said, oh, you're joking. Uh-huh. And I think what you were upset about is I didn't say, and Happy New Year. And I say that to everybody when they come in.
Well,
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Right.
So,
but you're not joking.
About what?
About that it's... Well, it's done. I'm done talking to you.
Oh, what do I do now?
You're fun. Yeah, it's good for you.
Am I in SAG now?
No. We got to continue.
Oh, I'm in SAG?
Do I have to fill out paperwork?
Oh, do I have to W-9s? You guys probably have a ton of W-9s.
No, you do have my height?
By the way, hold on.
Yes?
Here's how I would really, if I had to get rid of a guest like you, I'm going to try to do it to see if he wouldn't leave.
Oh,
I don't know
it's like now I'm in a play. Oh, so now it's a play.
Okay. So you do have to leave, though.
Really leave?
Yeah, you do if we're done. I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I get it. Let Rory move over to his microphone. So.
I drove here from Irvine.
I know, but we're done.
For 1 minute. I drove that far for 1 minute. That's not what it said in emails.
You motherfucker. You didn't tell me you were in Irvine.
Oh, guess who's not getting any Christmas presents, and not just because you're Jewish, but because you're a ho-hummer. This whole thing is a ho-hum shenanigans festival.
I'm sorry, barista.
Yeah, well...
Oh, come on. What are you going to do with it? Just throw it out to spite me?
Just pour it out here. Can I tell you the truth? Yeah. Shut the mics off. Yeah. Okay.
talk the way you talk. Stop. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't have it. I'm just trying to get it.
You're mocking that. Somebody out there.
What?
Yeah, there might be someone out there that is effeminate, and if that's who they are, that's great. But you're mocking that. You're making fun of it. You know what you're doing.
No.
I don't even know where this bit's supposed to. We're
bailouts. Bailing out. We're the bailouts, and we love to bail out.
Hey, do you remember in Dallas when that guy
that was horrible. What he did
was retarded.
Did we never told the story?
Oh, the JFK thing.
No. I told the story once. I thought it was horrible what he did, and I'll tell you why. Because it could have been borderline where people went, oh, it was Andy Kaufman-esque. And I'll tell you why I don't agree. But I would love someone out there. Sometimes I have an opinion, but if I ask like 3 or 4 people that I respect their opinion, and they go, no, that was great. But here's why I didn't think it was great. Went up on stage, and he was obviously, I'm going to tell you the way I saw it. Obviously,
is he
MC
or what?
No, he was just on an open mic night.
Nah.
I'm going to tell you the way I saw it. Obviously, you know there's a twist. So I sat there. He really was, in my head, autistic. He was probably autistic, but he learned how to do some funny things in the keyboards, and he really enjoyed being up there. So, you know what? I know this. I'm being totally serious. So, you know how sometimes, like, if I get on a roll right now, just let me get it out. So, this is where you're supposed to give back in life. Yes, we were at a comedy club and we were supposed to be being entertained, but for a moment, your heart goes out and he's having fun and you're not really being entertained. It is a little bit more like at one point, maybe laughing with a little kid or, laughing, or babysitting but you're a little bit of babysitting, but you know what? Good. This is when you give back. That sounds cheesy, right?
Yeah.
Then we go backstage and he walks up to us. We're like, hey, that was real. You know, you want to, you know, I said, by the way, that was really funny. Like he had some funny little songs and stuff. And you know me, I love the fucking jingles.
He talked, his speech was slurred.
Yeah, he did a little bit. So we went, I said, thank you. And he goes, oh, thanks a lot. He goes, oh, if I didn't have to carry all this shit around though. And I got numb.
He
took advantage. That it wasn't a character where, to me, I thought like, well, I'm repeating what I just said a second ago, because we paid to go out and have a good time. But in the event that this happened, yes, we as responsible adults did what was kind to another human being that might have had, you know, whatever you want to say, autistic or special needs or whatever. Probably more autistic because he was able to. But anyway, but you were nice and it was even heartwarming and you didn't mind that you weren't laughing because it still had a heartwarming moment mixed in with a great night and you're like, it was all great. And then you find out that somebody was fucking with you.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not. Now, am I wrong? Should I have loved it? Because let me tell you something. I like if two, I've said this before, if there's two kids in the park and they have a fake fight in front of me and they get me, because it's what I like to do. And then I think it's real and then they go, we got you. I fucking love it. I'm like, oh, am I wrong? And I could be wrong.
He's not doing a character to be like, how I'm doing a character. He's like acting as this other person doing stand up.
Yes.
And yeah, it wasn't winning like, over
he
sympathy.
Didn't introduce the audience to a character. That would have been different, maybe. You know, this is my next character. No, the audience perceived that who this kid was or this guy was.
Yeah.
That's wrong, right?
It seems weird. Yeah. I mean, I do characters. It depends on the execution. I think it definitely does, yeah.
Right, that's
no, I think you're right. Because if the guy, like, you could tell, like, oh, this is a bit.
Yeah,
he's not winning over sympathy.
If he tipped it a little bit, which he did.
You know how sometimes people say, like, first of all, any abuse is bad, but they go, you know, we have a friend of a friend, and she goes, well, her husband is verbally abusive.
Hmm.
And which, by the way, you know, obviously I get it. The magnitude of even that type of abuse can be you know, very, very disturbing and bad. But she goes, verbal abuse is even worse than physical abuse. So what if we talked the husband into just beating her? Would she go, well, it's better. It's improved.
I would have hit
like,
her right
then. He used
then.
To verbally abuse me. Now he's beating the shit out of me. It got a little better.
Yeah, it's funny.
If she's right, anyway, that'll get edited
out. Tell the back of my hand if verbal abuse is worse. You know what I mean? I would have punched her.
Why do you have to say things like that?
I don't like women.
Miss America.
Oh, God.
What happened? You had a... How much weight did she gain or lose? Or what's the story here?
Lost some weight. We have a soundbite. You want me to play it?
Do you really?
Yeah, do you want me to play it?
Oh, yes.
All right, here it is. I brought it in.
I lost 35 pounds!
Okay, so apparently we have a lot of clips from all our news. So that was Miss America. She lost 35 pounds, basically, she was saying in that clip. And now she is Miss America. She lost a lot of weight.
No, she's not. She's running for Miss America.
She's running. And then play the other clip that she
said. I don't think she's running at all. Wait, I guess she is.
Play the other clip that she said later on this. The other clip. Play.
You know, sometimes on a weekend, I like to just hang out with little kids and throw them into buckets of squirrels.
So she's got a lot of work to do on her talent portion of the show.
What the fuck did that mean?
I don't know.
Why
didn't
she from South Dakota?
It was a weird soundbite.
South Carolina.
You know what I thought about bullies should get in school? Tasers.
Now, no, I know to fight the kids.
Yeah, because I know that's bad because then the dicks will get the tasers. But in the beginning, how cool would that be? One time a kid just had a taser. Wouldn't that be all of a sudden out of nowhere? He's like, hey, you know, whatever, the obligatory, give me your lunch money. Really? You want my lunch money, you motherfucker? Just right.
Oh, I misinterpreted that. I thought you said the bully should get tasers. So, like, even the bullies have now.
No, the kids that need them, you know. Hey, give me your lunch money. Oh, really? You want my lunch money? And then fucking.
Violence? That's your suggestion?
Yeah.
How you want to stop violence with.
Yeah, tasers.
Stronger violence.
What would, hey, I know that that's not right, but there's a part of you. Imagine it's whatever it is. Hey, you little piece of shit. Oh, really? And then the young, I'm a piece of shit?
You did that with your mouth?
That's weird. It's a rubber band.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's just a rubber
band
in my mouth.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Hold on.
Holy fuck.
I know, it's weird. God.
You've always been able to do that?
Are you clicking that with your tongue?
I can do it. The rubber band goes, I don't know if you can look. I don't want to gross you guys out. I'm pulling the rubber band really tight, and then I'm putting my tongue back and forth over it.
Show us.
Well, just look. I'll hold my mouth open and let you see. Okay. So I hold the rubber band. Hold on, let me get a little. I have to dry my hands. Get the rubber band really tight, and then I take my tongue back and forth.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I didn't notice that. You have a Rolling Stones tongue tattoo on your tongue. That had to hurt.
Can I tell you, it hurt that more than... Does anyone do a joke about this? They had a bigger penis tattooed on their small penis?
Yep.
Yeah. You can't
Somebody
do that.
Does.
No, they had one... You know what they did? Here's what they did.
Keep it.
What if you were so vain, you had a big tattoo, acted like it was folded over on your little penis? So people looked over and they go, oh, well, obviously that's folded over. Probably a bigger
more
penis.
There.
All right, I think fun stuff.
Fun.
But there's
we're
no after show. This is just the whole show.
We're having a lot of fun today, folks.
So can we find out what's in the thing?
I decided, hold on, we're not done yet. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. I like to do all the bits with
Have you ever been tasered? Have you ever been tasered?
Have I ever been tasered?
Tased? Not for free.
Daniel Kato coming at you.
Hey.
Music to my ears.
It is.
Did him and the Rocky guy ever get into it?
This? Yes.
They do?
He goes to sleep early, so it shouldn't be long.
I'm a Family Guy. That's Gary Goldman. Oh, this is ridiculous. Oh,
I do love this song, though.
It is inspirational.
What if it was your alarm clock? You'd get right out of bed. Mm-hmm. You get right out of bed and you eat a raw egg. Would you ever eat a raw egg?
Do you think this song is inspirational?
Yes.
Can I tell you the truth?
Yes.
Let's all tell stories about what we do when we hear this song, but we all have to be honest.
Okay.
When I hear this song, I take off my clothes and I jump up and I'm down on my bed with a piece of bacon.
All right, we'll be right back. Wait, where's the bacon? Just in your hand?
I was just thinking that. Are you holding it in your butt cheeks?
Yeah, how's the bacon attached to you?
Oh, jeez.
They're really battling it out.
Oh, God. Shut that door. I got to come up with a reason.
It's a vault.
Okay, it's a vault in there. Okay, so let's take a break. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. You know when entertainers get to sing and then they tell a joke and then they hit the punchline and then the band plays, you know, Welcome to My World. By the way, we've never had you sing Welcome to My World.
No.
You want to try?
Yeah.
What is it? Before we go to... I am obsessed with that. I think I can talk sing this song. I won't do it anymore.
You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
Oh, Daniel, you know what? You're nicer. You're nice. Yeah. So we're going to try this song, then we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with our... and we're going to wrap it up. Well, we're not going to. I mean, it's going to. So anyway, here. This song goes, welcome to my world.
So I should try to sing it without
try
knowing
to sing,
how
well,
it
you
goes.
Can, you can, I'll do one line for you. Shut up, Daniel. People. Okay, you ready? Can you put a little echo in my mic or reverb? I was taught it was reverb.
Who taught you that?
Some listener who was very nice. Okay, you ready? So here's how I'll teach you and then see you. The trick is to talk sing it. So I think that, you know, I'll sing it once for you, and then you can try to give it a shot. You have to talk sing it.
Yeah.
See how good you can get.
So this is you or me?
Well, I'm going to do literally three lines, and then to give you the sort of the...
I want to do it from the top.
Okay.
You have to just talk it. You don't sing it.
Yeah, but you want to know? You want to just try it without me doing it?
All right.
Good. And good for Daniel.
I'm worried now.
Because Daniel started to think that I really...
Hey, folks. I want to say congrats to Tom and Janine. Just proposed to her. Engagement ring and the shrimp's camping. Good for you guys. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, you're singing the Red Lobster?
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess. Still happen now and then.
Shrimp scampi, table three.
Step into my heart.
I like it. Fade it out. Okay, so anyway.
Leave your cares behind. I mean, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it was good. You got the part.
Oh, thank you.
So anyway,
can I have my headshot back? I can only afford so many.
Remember they used to bring it. Did you ever bring headshots?
You know, one time I went to an audition and the guy goes, so you don't have a headshot? And I was like, oh, I didn't know to bring one. And he goes, all right, go ahead. Like, just start the lines. I'm like, oh, okay.
Ew.
It was the worst audition.
Those...
There wasn't a camera or anything. You know, the guy just smugly looked at me and was like, what's the problem with it?
You never go into an important meeting with real show business people if you have your headshot in your hand.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning,
you're not meeting with anybody who's incredibly important if you have to bring... Yeah, in the beginning you have to go to a casting agent, but you know what I mean.
I know Brad Pitt doesn't walk in with it. Here's my headshot.
Oh, you don't have a headshot? Your headshot? Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I really wish I would have said, go fuck yourself. I don't care.
I was in an audition once where a guy walked out because the woman was so snotty, and I had watched her address a group. And by the way, like everything else, I really, even though commercial auditions gave me a stomachache, maybe it is different with commercial auditions. With commercial auditions, it was 50-50. 50% of the time, the people were unbelievably nice, acknowledging the awkwardness of it. Couldn't have been any cooler. Just really cool people. It proves you can do it and still be cool. The other 50. But when it comes to legitimate, you know what I mean, acting stuff, you go out for a sitcom or whatever, not that legitimate, but I think it was 95% I had great experiences. People were awesome. You go into a room.
Yeah.
But with all that said, when they were bad with those commercial auditions, I wanted to fucking... punch a fucking, you know, just...
Yeah, just spit on them.
Well, not spitting, but that's... Well...
Nah, spit on them. Well, into their mouths. Spit into their mouths.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You have a weird way of dealing with anger, but no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, it solves all my problems.
You just keep going on, like, really.
Spit in people's mouths.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and then we're going to do these jokes. Who's doing that? Who's doing...
You might want to ask Carville for some new equipment. Carvin?
Who's doing that? Tell me. I don't know which one of you it is.
What?
Going.
No,
to George Carlin, I really don't know which one of you it is.
And forever.
It's
and
you.
Forever it will
I don't
be.
Think Daniel would do that. Am I wrong? Why are you both staring at me?
I'm not doing anything.
Okay, it's you. I know it's you.
What?
Oh, my God. These guys think I'm that out of it. I knew it was Rory all along. It's so sad what's happened to him. He was hot. He came out here. Everybody talked about him, including me. And how much vodka can you drink every night before your brain turns to mush? Last night he did a gay Mexican.
Todd, you okay over there? You've just been staring onto the ceiling for the last 15 seconds.
Oh, my God. Another fucking idiot. Can't let me have a moment all to myself here.
Todd, are you right over there?
You're just staring at me. You're not saying anything. Are you okay?
Oh, for the love of God, someone shut him up. I mean, he's my friend and I love him, but the two of these guys, they just... Why do I feel like this podcast is all over the place? Daniel gets... Hi, Rory. Oh, great. I'm doing...
Todd, why are you jerking off?
Oh, God. Those Aston... That car... Oh, what's that, an old Mustang? Son of a motherfucker. I tell you, I'd like to fuck.
That girl in that bit we were doing. The one that wanted the lobster. Oh, would I get her a lobster? I'd give her 6 lobsters and she'd suck dick. You know she'd be happy to, because no one gets her all those lobsters. You have as many lobsters as you want. She wouldn't even be angry. Just at the end of the night, hey, you mind? She, I don't mind. You buy me a lobster, I suck dick. An old school girl.
Maybe that's what...
That hello?
They should have a
oh, my God. So anyway...
That has menus, and instead of prices, it just has things you have to do to the guy.
Sexual favors.
I'm going to give you a... Go ahead with that joke. Go ahead in the next level. You can join our next class. By the way, I'm not even joking.
I want to hear examples of items next.
Maybe you
that's
could...
That's a great bit.
Let me hear the example. No, I think that's a funny bit right now. Might not translate to the act.
Yeah. Try it on stage. It and this goes not. Back to the letter we got from Thamelius Alexis that you gotta jump off the cliff.
It might be one of those things that's supremacy for stage. It's like,
but for here, it's because I'll tell you why. There's a difference between stumbling by it and it's funny as opposed to then, but what are some? What could it be? Like you would have like, what would a bowl of soup be?
Hand job. You got blow job.
For a bowl of soup?
No. Bowl of soup, you get a hug.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can't get a hug without a bowl of soup.
There should be a first date.
Some guys can't. I mean,
there should be a first date menu. Like, oh, we are on a first date. Oh, well, let me get you 2 other menus.
Can I tell you how
wrong?
First date menu.
Oh, surf and turf. What is that? Why is the girl bent over getting banged?
It might be a funny video.
That's because that's expensive. It's an expensive item.
So what would she get? Like a? You can't say a basket of bread because you're being silly. But like, what would be something? Well, first of all, Let me just, as everything else, sidetrack.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have to say this every time, and I'm going to say it again. I know what it's like to listen and have someone generalize, so I always try to separate it. I know a lot of women agree with me on this, too. But when women can get, I realized how bad it was when women just get drinks out of guys and they're not going to do anything with them.
Yeah.
When I was with a friend of mine, I was with in Vegas opening up for Spade, and Kevin Farley went over to this bar.
Okay, name
there were some girls. There were some girls at the other table. I'm being very honest. I hope this comes off as decent, not me being disgusting. But they were buying us some drinks, and you could tell that they probably wanted to maybe fool around. And I thought, first of all, you think, well, they're trying to hook up. Yeah, but that doesn't make them bad. So when girls just say, oh, those guys just want to get fucked. They just want to hook up. It's like, okay, well, that's human instinct. People do want to. So if I would use that reverse logic, which I wouldn't, I couldn't have done that to those girls. And that's when I realized, oh, that is bad when girls do that. We both agreed, me and Kevin, when I can't do that. By the way, we didn't need their money, but we later talked about it. We're like, hypothetically, could you have sat down there and let those girls buy us drinks for 2 hours and then got up and left and goes, fuck them. They just wanted to. I couldn't do that. I couldn't crush someone's. Am I right?
If they just wanted to hook up.
No, so what if they wanted to, I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's no reason to scam somebody for an hour of false hope.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm saying is girls that do that always use that excuse, oh, those guys just want to get fucked anyway. Well, yeah, but that doesn't make them worthy of scamming. Because if it did, then that would have been my answer to those girls. We sat there, if we needed them to buy us drinks for 2 hours, let them buy us drinks. And that doesn't mean they're not nice girls because they're buying you drinks and hopefully, and then you get in your car and you go, ah, they just wanted to get fucked. Fuck them. That would be horrible. So it is horrible either way. Anything that, by the way, if I had my own show, I wouldn't be able to sit here and then see you guys not react and get nervous.
Here's the thing I want to say.
I feel like you're leaving me on the hanging, but that's okay. You don't agree, maybe.
Here's the thing I want to say. And I think
heartfelt answer me. Do not make a joke.
Don't make a joke about what?
About what I was just talking about.
Oh, I was going to give another example of something.
Oh, I like the other examples.
Yeah. This is when I was just hanging out with David Spade, and I thought of this idea. What if you had a guy standing on the sidewalk, and 2 women pulled up, and one of them rolled down the window, very much like a prostitute, like the guy's a prostitute, and said, hey, how much to come back to the hotel room with the 2 of us? Don't you think the guy would go, well, I'll just come and have sex with you guys. I don't need any money. I'd love to just fuck you 2 at the same time.
Wait, who would be saying that?
The women are in the car. The dude's on the sidewalk. You know, if the women were like, hey, how much
come back to
the dude would just be like, I'll just do it. I'll just come back with you. I don't give a
that
shit.
That would be, what would happen? It wouldn't be like, he would, you're right, he
the
might
truth
not
of
even,
it is, if you were, if that were to happen to you, even if they were doing, like, in the world we live in, no dude is going to, I mean, most guys would not go, yeah, and get in that car.
Yeah, they would.
Yes, they would.
Yeah,
they
think would. Something weird's going on.
No.
What's happening here?
Oh, you live in a world filled with paranoia.
Oh, you live in a world where everything's bad.
Yeah, yeah. I live in the world where you smoke pot and watch Law & Order SVU episodes all day
You know
long.
What's in that car?
That's a good world.
I'll tell you what's in that car. Lobsters and pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Lobster and pussy. All right.
So lobster listen, and pussy.
So here's what I have. We're going to take a little break and then come back. It's going to be a nice show today because we're going to come back and we'll wrap it up. But here's what I brought for everybody. I'm going to get up because I think everybody likes this, but we're not going to eat on the air.
All right.
It's not good, but I'm having a good time.
I already like that it's something you can eat.
Yes,
I'm
it is.
So hungry.
And everything's good. And the taser bit was fun.
Have you ever been tased?
No, I haven't.
I have been tased.
When?
I did a morning radio, and they said, if you're new here, you have to get tased.
Shut the fuck
How
up.
How awkward is
shut
that?
Shut the front door.
I will not.
Shut the side door.
Well, no, I'm leaving them open.
Come on, shut the door.
No, I'm not going to shut it. I'm trying to tell a
Come
fucking
on,
story.
Shut the door.
Why? Is it cold? Are you a pussy? It's fine.
Shut the door.
I'm not shutting
shut the
door.
Shut
no.
the door.
No.
Come on, shut the
Can
front
I
door.
Can I finish?
Shut the front door.
Why?
Just
Why do you have so
door?
Many fucking doors in
I
here?
I just want you to shut the door.
There's
shut
no
the
wonder
door.
You hear
shut
all this shit going on all around
shut the
you.
Door.
I'm not shutting
shut
the door.
Shut the door.
No.
Shut the door.
Tell Daniel to shut the door.
Daniel, shut the door.
I'm not shutting it.
All right, so we're going to take a break. Oh, here's what I got, everybody.
Yeah,
so we got through everything. We did. Everything's good. Nancy Grace's tit fell out.
Hi.
All right, so we're going to come back and wrap it up with that song. So, oh, let me show you what I got you. Everybody.
Hold
on, can you hear
bum,
me?
Bum,
yes.
All right, everybody likes cereal. There is cinnamon toast cream.
Yeah.
There is apple. There are five bowls.
Fuck yeah.
Napkins and spoons. And then we have soy milk.
Yes.
And under here, where's the real milk? Right there is real milk.
For men.
Yeah.
Cold. I got the milk freezing cold. Can you have five bowls? Yeah, I have 8 bowls.
Oh.
5 8-bowls. I thought about guests. I even have an extra one for your friend who is in here. What's his name?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
No, what's his name?
John Roberts.
And he didn't come?
Nah, I didn't. Well,
I want you to know, John, that you were invited. Rory, I think from the goodness of his heart, thought there were too many people here, but I never think there's too many people.
Yeah.
I like when people hang out.
Todd freaks out.
No, you just override everything.
I want some Applejacks.
Yeah, I called him from the store today, and I'm not even joking
Very
around.
Nice.
I go, what's your favorite cereal? I thought you sort. You had no idea that's what it was? Because I did say in the store today, I called you both and asked what your favorite cereal
was. Yeah, Applejacks, green box.
Yeah, and I said it's apple cinnamon toasty Applejacks.
I didn't realize that cinnamon in them.
Right,
no.
And he goes, no, just Applejacks. And I swear to God, I go, Applejacks, Applejacks, cinnamon toasty Applejacks. And there's a girl staring at me. I'm like, oh, I'm just trying to remember if there's cinnamon in them. Like, that would get her to think I was normal.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Right then she goes, oh, for a second I thought you were autistic. What do you do that when you're at the store?
Applejacks, Applejacks, cinnamon toasty Applejacks. Applejacks, Applejacks, cinnamon toasty Applejacks, Applejacks, All right.
All right, I'm going to shut the door.
You want to go talk
I'll
to
I'll go
him?
Shut. No, I'll shut the door.
Shut the
okay,
front door.
Thank you. Shut the front door.
Seven
you
doors.
Will shut the
Seven
door.
Doors.
You
Jesus.
Will shut the front door.
I'll shut
okay,
it
so
now.
We're going to take a break. We're going to have cereal. Then we're going to come back and we're going to wrap it up with the after show.
Well,
it's very short today. There's no after show. We're just going to wrap this show up. It's one big fucking comedy festival here.
Yep.
When we come back, we're going to talk about fun ways to make pita sandwiches for the summer. And also, we got a drink that's going to be so refreshing for you. There's shows that that's what they do. Like, I just said that and you laughed. But that's some, hey, when you come back, we're going to show you how you can make gift baskets half price. Also, Lisa will be here with a fun, tangy drink for the summer.
Yeah.
All that and more when we come back to What the Fuck Are We Talking About? We'll be right back.
Lots of laughs, lots of fun, lots of stuff for everyone. Gather around your radio for the Todd Glass Show. Your whole family will have a blast listening to his podcast. It's time to start, so here we go. The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
And we're out of time.
Oh, it's right, time
listen.
To say goodbye.
So, hold on, let me get this out. So I wanted to say hi to my sister-in-law, Merle. She appreciates all my stuff that I do. Like she. Here's the thing. Remember, I said we were all back home.
Yeah,
and we
stepbrother. Ugh. Go ahead.
No, my stepbrother's got a good sense of humor.
Oh, okay.
So does his dad. Anyway, but I want to say hi to my sister-in-law Merle. She has a barber shop in Center City, Philadelphia. It's called Dave's Barbershop, and that's where my brother, my dad. I used to go in there. So Merle is my sister-in-law.
Okay.
Sister-in-law sounds so cold.
She's married to your brother.
She's married to my brother-in-law. Now here's where it gets weird.
That's weird.
No, I'm just kidding. Could that happen? Anyway, that was your sister. Probably could happen. Anyway, I don't have any time to stop and figure that out.
Merle.
So anyway, Merle, when I was little, I used to go down to my dad, had a big warehouse.
Wait, you knew Merle when you were little?
Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
So I used to, sorry, I'm glad you're interested. I should thank God you're interested in this story. So anyway, when we were little, we used to go into work with my dad. He had a warehouse, and they would sell shoes to stores.
Oh, Jesus. Right. The guy next door has an ambulance.
And then up the street, there was a place called Dave's Barbershop. This is years ago, and we used to go in there and get our hair cut when we were little, and Dave's daughter was Merle. And then eventually Merle started cutting hair there, and then my brother went and got his hair cut, and they met. But my dad was in the wholesale shoe business, and I used to love to sit there and answer the phones. I was obsessed with – I could make it more of a business, and they'd never answer the phones right there. You know, it drive me nuts.
How would they do it?
They would just – my grandfather would just pick up the phone. Hello? Come on, I used to go say – no, he used to say Jacob Glass Shoes. My grandfather got it. Jacob Glass Shoes. But they were very like – Estelle, their secretary, she would be like
– Estelle? I love this.
Yeah, they would call. She'd go, Jacob Glass Shoes, and then they'd need my dad. And she would just yell, Paul! I'm like, put him on hold. Mm-hmm. Put the motherfuckers on hold. I was 12, you know? Whenever Estelle got
image.
I used to go, and when she wasn't there, run that place right. Yeah. No lie. I'm half kidding the way I'm saying it, but I would answer, Jacob Glass Shoes, you know, and then people say, yeah, is Paul there? And I go, hold. I'd make them hold for like a minute. I thought that was good.
Means they're busy. Means they're busy. Yeah.
But I didn't realize.
Nobody gets right in. Nobody gets to just come
and
in.
And then I would love to use the PA system there. Well, I've talked to Patton Oswalt about this. And by the way, so he said he doesn't know if Todd enjoys comedy or just talking on the PA. He thinks it's about equal. He said once he saw me at the supermarket and I was talking on the guy let me use the PA at the front. And he goes, he looked pretty happy. It was, I don't know why. I do. It is fun. Because I did a police ride-along when I was in Washington, D.C., and the guy let me talk.
How did that happen?
Okay. Let me do this. See where the court stenographer thing would be great?
Yeah.
Let me finish the thought about
Merrill.
About Merrill, and then I will tell you about my ride-along, and then we'll get to some fun stuff. Well, this is fun stuff, I guess. I hope. So anyway. All right. So, Katie, is that you? And they had a PA, and I used to want to, like, I used to love to page people on it. I'd be like, page them. They were like right downstairs, but I was like, you know, mm-hmm. I thought it sounded good. I used to like to page people. It was a shoe warehouse, and then they would have all these shoes. And then I used to think I was pulling one over on my dad. I used to go up and get shoes right from the workers. I used to go, hey, you got a pair? Like, you know, and then they would give them to me, and my dad would see them. I'd have them like in my bag or something. Then he saw my closet with 70 pair of sneakers. Anyway, a lot of them weren't that good though. So anyway, there's that. And then I was in Washington, D.C. A friend of mine, Kevin Klein, he's a councilman in this little town outside of D.C. I've done a lot of ride-alongs before, but I've never had this much fun. So right before, when we're getting in the car, my friend Kevin says, this cop's going to give you a ride-along. At first, I was nervous because I thought, when you don't know the cop, a ride-along can be very sterile.
Wait, Kevin Klein, he was in a musician?
He was in a musician that played for us, right.
Oh, cool.
When we did a show in the little room at the lounge in D.C. many years ago, Kevin was the band. Now his career path has changed a little bit. So the cop, I get in the car, and they go, hey, the police chief wants to talk to you. So he's on the phone. The cop that's doing the ride-along with me, he goes, how you doing? He goes, my son loves Tosh.0. He goes, I said, oh, I said, I'll get him something really cool. I'll have it signed. And I go, listen, can I play with the PA tonight? He goes, you, anything that's, you know, not dangerous, you do whatever you want. I go, play with the siren. He goes, yes, do it. Have fun. He goes, and then he tells the cop, I think his name was Mike, he goes, have fun. Go out there and have fun with him tonight. You know, not anything illegal. So for me, it was just talking over the PA. It was necessary things. Like people would go, please move your car to the right. Take your foot off the brake and put your car in park. And then some people don't know what to do. You have to go pull your car over all the way over. It was so much fun. I liked it. One guy I had the speaker right ready to go, you know, and I saw him getting out of the car. He goes, if they ever get out of the car, here's something else you can say. Please remain seated in your car.
Mm-hmm.
So a guy gets to get out of the car. Please remain seated in your car. I told that to a friend. He goes, I get out of the car when I get pulled over. A lot of people do. They think, no, stay in your fucking car.
Yeah, I don't know why stupid. You'd get out.
I don't, yeah, why would,
I would never get out of the car.
All right, so that
I feel
was
like
that.
That's an aggressive motion.
I say you should stay in your car, wait till the cop walks up, and then when he's halfway through, Just start your engine again.
That scares him. That's fun.
See what he does.
You know what? It is fun. That's like my old joke. When a cop walks up to your car, slowly inch your car up inch by inch. Just enough where he doesn't realize it. Just keep it. And then when he looks concerned, like the head turn means, is that car moving up? Stop it completely.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's fun. Right? So we were doing that thing last week where we were playing the... Do you want to try doing something on the drums over there? You know, like the band vamps and you tell a joke. Do you have some good jokes? What are you doing now with
good
that?
Good jokes.
Yeah, it adds the suspense.
But they're jokes.
Yeah, it seems. All right, so you're playing drums over there? No, you'll be fine. Aaron, I told you, he's coming. He's watching the show today with his friend. You were, the first time I met you, was it my, when I did my special at the, what theater was that?
That would be the El Rey.
The El Rey. Was that your girlfriend you were with? Oh, that's your fiance. She's a beautiful girl. She really is stunning. She's a very beautiful girl. Can I ask you a personal question? You fucked that shit? Come on, everybody!
Emma.
Hey!
Now, does it take the sting out? Are we going to edit all that out where you reset it up?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, you think we should?
No.
Oh, I didn't think we should have.
No.
I think it's better to leave it
home. I know.
There's something funny about
Rory, okay. Rory, we stopped doing that.
Rory, that's ridiculous.
Come on, that's a really long amount to clap.
I thought it was adding to the song.
Amount.
So listen, we got
amount of clap.
That's too much amount of clapping.
Stop. I feel like we're out of control. Shh. Now, do you want to try these jokes? So you have to make these jokes... Like you're on stage. Here's the bit. I'm gonna fix it. Last time you guys were just telling jokes and playing music. You have to you're on stage. You're a performer.
Well, it doesn't have to be these jokes. This is just like some.
Oh yeah, you can
joke.
Do one of your own. But basically, whenever you're ready, you cue him. But it's got to be it's funnier if it's a tasteless joke. And then all of a sudden, the band plays some heartwarming song. You know, we're gonna try it again. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You want to take a break and do it?
No, let's do it.
You got some? So you're on stage. You just finished a song. Matter of fact, your band vamps. So when you're done and you tell your punchline.
Can you go first? Or should you not do
it? No, I don't mind doing one.
All right, you go first.
Hold on. Let me get one here.
You can kind of see what it's like.
Can you tell me when to do this?
Yeah, you'll know when. I can't think of a good one. Okay, can I do just a generic one? You know, like the one I do every time just to teach them? Because I'm too high to read these jokes. Mm-hmm. All right, to be honest with you, I tried to not get around this. So my band's vamping behind me. Where do you want to play this? Do you want to play it through the headphones or the system? Okay. They're playing. Give me a little reverb. Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, what a marvelous night this has been. You know, it's funny sometimes. I know If a girl's got to lose weight, she'll always say something like, you know, I'm getting a little heavy, I got to lose weight. But if a guy, if he's depressed, he'll say, God, I wish my girlfriend would lose weight. You're a great crowd, I'll tell you what. Put it through the headphones. Okay, pause again. Pause it. We'll do this all real time. We don't have to redo it. People, it's okay. Use the other song, too. Help me, the other one. What if tomorrow never comes? You ready? Okay, so give me a little vamping. We're going to get this good. We're on stage. Give me a little bit louder.
It sounds like the place is empty.
I know. Well, do some background. See how good you are at background rumble. Like, people are having fun. Very subtle. Come on. Okay, guys. It doesn't sound like it's empty. The audience is paying attention.
Oh, he's on stage! Yay!
They took it in here.
Guys, come on. I really want this to work. That's the worst vamping in the world.
Like a horse.
By the way, for people that weren't laughing, that was really funny because, well, first of all, what if everyone did realize why it was funny? But to me, they didn't. I'm guessing they didn't know. Like I said to you, be fake in the background. I wanted you to go, you know, have a good time. That's the guy that gets fired off of being an extra. Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
Here's what's doing there, a group of 10,000 people, the drums, the guy, the band's vamping, a little bit of shh, like you were doing, softly. So all you guys over here, just, you're in the audience, you're enjoying it. You're listening to this subtle background noise an audience would make. An audience of 3,000, even if they were all paying attention, there'd be very, very, very small chit-chat in the background.
Okay.
I would trust that all you extras understand how to do this. So subtle is what I'm trying to say. So subtle, please. Here we go. When the performer starts talking, you'll be the audience. You're listening. You're getting ready.
Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen... Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you tonight. I had a great...
Cut. What are you doing?
What?
Yeah, background subtlety.
Yeah, yeah.
See the other people around you?
Yeah.
Do what they're doing. I'll tell you what. I've done what... I did what you did for many years. I know it's a thankless job.
Yeah.
I think you just misunderstood me, and it's not a big deal. Everyone relax. Matter of fact, it's funny. You probably just didn't get it. It's all good. Subtlety.
Okay.
You're not really laughing. It's ever such a whisper.
Okay, and, pull it back.
Everybody else got it pretty much right. You didn't, no big deal.
Okay.
So we go again when the entertainer starts vamping with the audience. The drums will come in. Ever so subtle.
Okay,
subtle,
yeah.
Subtle.
Yep.
And if you're not sure what to do, you know what? Everyone's important here. If you don't have to talk, you don't even worry about it. They won't catch you. So if you're not sure what to do, you can just be totally quiet, too, and open and close your mouth.
Okay. I'd just like to apologize. I know how expensive film can be, so I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, before... Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a special performance.
I can't even go on any longer.
Okay, cut.
God,
no, I can't even do the thing anymore because nothing. That's the worst guy in the world. He did not get it.
Have you ever seen that in real life on set?
Yeah, me at most auditions.
That's what, how about how nice the director was?
Yeah.
You know what? If you weren't positive, he said, what he's saying is there's, in this scene, I picture 700 extras.
Yeah.
He's saying you're not going to, because you know what? He could send you home.
Yeah.
But you were so fucking sure that when they started it up again, after you were just talked to kindly, you could have been quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. You have been a wonderful crowd tonight. I want to say from the bottom of my heart, you have been a wonderful audience. This theater was built in the early 1800s. All right, stop. That's the funniest.
He's that.
What if he started singing over the performer?
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were going to do for a second. Was... Like, he starts singing, like, the guy's going to start singing. So anyway, here we go. When somebody loves you, it's no good unless they...
Excuse me,
cut.
Birthday.
What's your name, young man?
What?
What's your name?
Todd.
Come on. Todd?
I'm just kidding. It's Jason.
I don't know what you're doing, but you're singing while the guy's singing. How about you just stay out of this one, okay? Just
off camera?
What?
Where you want me?
Just stay right where you're at. Just open and close your mouth. Don't overdo it.
Okay. Can I just apologize one more time? Like, I do know it's hard to get these kind of things done, and I don't mean
this guy's the worst.
Yeah, and he's the most understanding. I know how hard it is to green light a movie. And...
But he's fucking it up in every way. But he gets it. Like, you're hipper than the other people that are doing it right, I take it. The other people, Daniel, that are doing it right, he's hipper than them. They don't get it.
Yeah.
That's why he says it to bond him with the producers.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
We think these other guys.
I know we're all trying to. I know we're all trying to get to lunch. So I'm really sorry.
Here we go. So when the guy sings, you're in the background. Subtle's the word.
Yep.
A lot of reverb. What?
And I don't even know
what kind of world
it could be inside. Everybody.
Wait, hold on. Wait, does this guy really think that's right? Yes. Please say yes. He really is trying. He's not being a wise ass.
The thing is, he's trying.
And he's not, to be fair here, this guy does not have a mental disability or anything at all. Otherwise, the bit's not funny.
Totally.
This is a this guy's just uneducated.
Yeah.
No, not even uneducated. He's a moron.
Yeah, just a moron.
He really thinks. In other words, he's like, oh, in his head, he's like, I'm going to get this fucking right.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Okay, so now we're going to do it. You ready? Get the jokes. Here we go. Ready? A little reverb in the mic, the band. I want it to sound real, like you're on stage. Matter of fact, we should really try to act like we're people in the background now. Not like he did it. We should do it for real. I don't know.
All right, just do it. Don't tell me
how I should do it. Don't try to rush me. Hold on. Stop the music.
Everybody calm down.
Everybody calm down. Daniel's out of control. All right, so listen. So I want it to sound real. And whenever I get home and I hear it and it's wrong, I go, I should have made it sound right at the studio. So get the drums in the background. There's 10,000 people. You just finished a song. Now you like to make jokes in between before you fire up the next song.
Yeah.
Reverb.
Little reverb.
Please.
Reverb. Hey, folks, everybody. Everybody, hey, thanks for coming out tonight. We're having a lot of fun.
Is that how you would really talk?
I would do it for real?
No, like you're really a performer. Yes.
Tonight.
No, you're not singing.
I just came out of a song.
You're right.
That's him ramping down.
Go. Tonight. Folks, I'll tell you what, if I could have things my way, I want to die peacefully in my sleep. A lot like my grandfather, you know. Not screaming and yelling like the passengers in his car.
Sometimes late at night.
That was a sad story to tell right after his.
I lie awake and watch her sleep.
I like this song, but he just. I guess his grandfather. Oh, his grandfather
She's
fell asleep.
Lost in peaceful dreams, so right. I turned
faded out.
The lights.
Faded out. Now, Daniel, I'm putting this in your shoes, in your hands right now to try to do this. The drummer, the band's playing. You just finished your song.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, go
ahead. Can we give me one?
Go ahead.
And I will always love you.
Oh, my God,
folks. Well, have a good time out there tonight. Have a few drinks. Hope you're with somebody you love. And remember, sex is not the answer.
He's right.
Sex is the question. Yes is the answer.
This guy's got a good voice and he can sing.
It was a good idea to come tonight. Thanks for inviting me and my husband.
I invited you.
Yeah, I thought you invited. Did you not invite us?
Yes.
Oh, well, thanks for doing that. It's so fun. He's so funny.
This guy's great. He's got a good voice, too.
It's so relatable. Sex is it is a question.
Well, I've always said I love guys when the performer can sing, but when they can also tell a good joke.
Oh, can you guys shut the fuck up? I'm trying to listen to the concert.
Who's this guy?
Sorry, it's my husband. He gets a little upset.
That's how he talks.
We love swingers.
At least he should punch you and be nicer to you instead of verbally abusing you.
Please no talking during the show.
I want to do more of these. I'm not stopping until I've totally got my fulfillment. Okay, band, you finished your one song. I think the worse the song is, it's better.
Yeah.
The worse the joke is, I mean.
Oh.
And do one from your act.
She.
You know I love you. Come on.
And she said, please, no dildos tonight.
That's not nice.
Folks, I got to ask questions. I like questions. You guys know I'm a man of questions. How many alcoholics does it take to change a light bulb? Well, the answer's two. One to hold the bulb and one to drink until the room starts spinning.
Oh, my God. That reminds me. My father has a drinking problem.
You know, see, this, listen to this song. Turn it off again.
She's lost.
Fade it out. Fade it out. Okay, we're gonna. Daniel and I were doing this bit last week, and I want to let you do it. I'm in bed. Just the sound. You're my wife. You're laying in bed in a coma.
Okay.
You come out of it. Next to you, you're gonna hear what I say to you. Well, you're gonna hear because you're not really in a coma.
Yep.
Maybe she hears it too. Yep. When you come out of it, we get into a fight.
Immediately.
Like something happens, but you have to be the one that provokes it.
Yeah.
You come out of your coma and something happens. Do you want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? So anyway, but
how many years have I been in a coma?
You've been in the coma?
Or like
I would say a year.
Yeah.
One year.
You're
one
fine.
Year.
They know you're coming out of the coma, by the way.
Okay.
No, well, they're not sure.
No, they don't know. Oh, yeah, they do. 2 days away, they know. They think that they have a lot of vital signs that are. And she goes, "This is reminiscing. What is it called? Reminiscent of when people maybe possibly come out of their. I'm making this up.
Whatever.
Do I look like a fucking doctor?
So now you had this heartfelt moment. And you realize how much you miss your wife.
Yeah. By the way, did you say I'm not a doctor because I don't have a uniform?
No, you said, "Would I look like a doctor over here?" And I said, "Well, you got that uniform on.
I do have a doctor's uniform on. I don't think people listening know like that doctor. I wear a doctor's uniform.
Well, that's why we're taking pictures tonight.
Yeah,
okay. Put it up on the website.
So anyway, here it is, and you're next to me, and I'm going to try to act as good as I can. And okay. Then at one point, whenever you feel it's necessary, you open your eyes and you go, you know, Todd, and you are the woman in this bit. It's hard with our voices.
I love it.
Okay, go ahead. I'm trying to think of a good name. No, you don't come out of it. Were you just ready to come out?
I was going
to
come out.
Well,
of it.
Aren't I going to talk nice first?
Oh, okay.
It's got to be ready.
All right, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I'm trying to think of a good name. I can never think of names. What's
Martha.
Your name? Martha. I don't date Martha. I'm not married to Martha.
Crystal.
Oprah. Crystal. I just want to let you know that you were right for me, and you were the best part of my life. And I really want you to pull through this. I love you so much. Crystal. Crystal. You're up.
Oh God. Oh God.
Hi. Crystal.
Jonathan.
Yes.
Jonathan. Oh my God, what happened?
You were in a coma for a year.
What?
Yes.
A coma for a year? What's that? What is that over there?
What do you mean? That's...
Why is that on television? You're watching Benson reruns?
Yeah, I was bored a little while ago.
Jonathan, what? Johnny, you've been watching Benson reruns? Jonathan!
Yes, I like Benson.
Why would you watch Benson reruns?
I thought it was because I was sitting here with you
13
hours a day.
I've been in a coma for a year.
Yes.
I could hear everything. I've had to listen to every Benson episode ever for a year. You fuck. You fucking asshole.
Rory, just when I thought I wasn't sure if you were taking it in the right direction. It is true. What if the guy loves Benson? He doesn't ever think. And he knew his wife. What,
it sounded like
was
Nick
Benson
and
the best
wait,
show?
TV Benson man. Was the show that Jerry Seinfeld was on, right?
Yes, he was
Before
on
he,
that, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enough of that.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
I thought of a bunch of options. That was fun.
Yeah. You know, the other one. What is that?
Why'd you move the dresser?
Mm-hmm. I said, well, why are you wearing that shirt? Red looks horrible on you.
Right away.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I always worry about? Like,
he looks fat and red. Ah, oh, you fucking bitch.
Wait, can we do it? Can we do it one more time?
Why do you have to... Here's one. What if, like, someone has the... You know, it's always that been the fear that if somebody... if you have a lot of money and somebody is your executor of your estate or whoever has the... Not the executor. Whoever has the right to pull the plug on you. I just picture being in bed. Everything's absolutely fine. And even the doctor's arguing. No, the person in bed is going, I'm fine. What do you... And then you just, you know, like, act like you're fine. I'll be the person that's... I want you dead because, you know, I get all your money. Give me the boop, boop, boop sign. We're all in the hospital.
I'm waking up.
No, no, you've been up. You're in up, you're up, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm the doctor.
Yeah, I don't know if the bit needs a doctor, but it does. I'm being serious. But mm-hmm. So anyway, oh yes, you are. I do need a doctor.
I'm not available anymore. I apologize. I got cast in another sketch. I don't know the podcast.
Sorry, I got to
wait too long.
I got to call in.
Start up my car and get out of here.
This podcast is in second position now.
How about who said they put Gary Goldman said he puts retweets on his resume or something? Gary, hi. It's Todd. Merrill, my sister-in-law. Hi. I try to say hi. Oh, my stepbrother, little Steve. I told you. Remember I said on the podcast, we'll just talk to each other?
How
call
about
me up right now and tell me you heard this.
I met someone the other day that listens to this. Whitmer Thomas. He does the Power Violence show. Whitmer. Mm-hmm. He listens to this. He loves it.
He's great.
What's his name?
Whitmer Thomas.
Whitmer.
Right?
Oh, my God. Send us a picture.
Whit.
Hey.
We have pictures on the wall, like all the Italian restaurants.
What's the deal? Do the bit.
Oh, yeah, the bit. I'm sorry. So anyway, so here we go. Doctor.
Yeah.
I can't look at him like this anymore. This is a man that used to be alive and well, and it saddens me. I think it's time to pull the plug.
What are you talking about?
Well, technically, he is on his way to recovery.
I'm telling you that I've seen this man well, and he's not well, and it's time to pull the plug.
I'm fine. I'm 100% fine.
Okay, it's killing me to see him ramble on like this. He doesn't know what he's saying.
I'm not even rambling. Doctor, please.
God, please pull the plug.
Okay, ma'am, don't touch that cord, ma'am.
Do not,
ma'am,
please.
Do not pull.
That I saw when he was alive and well.
I'm fine.
You're not. You don't
I'm
even know what
fine.
You're saying, doctor.
I'm okay.
Please do not pull that cord.
Oh, God. You pull that cord, I swear to God.
Doctor.
Doctor.
This man over here, look at him.
Give me a kiss.
Do the
give
doctor.
Me one little
what
kiss.
Are you talking about? Look at him. Give me a kiss. He's crazy.
You're my wife.
Do the doctor.
I don't know what bit I'm in.
Do the doctor who makes the mistake. I love this joke. Everybody loves the doctor who makes the mistake and covers it up.
Can you see it without facial?
Yeah.
You can turn that off. The doctor, he makes
an inappropriate remark.
He makes an inappropriate remark
to people, and then he gets no response, so he has to keep going.
Well, he has to jump back into the doctor part. He doesn't know they're not going to
laugh. So, doctor, what's going on with my son?
Well, I can tell you this, that there's a chance he might pass away in the middle of the night. Okay, here's what's going on. A lot of coughing and re-gesturing himself. Maybe that's a little abrupt for the joke. It would be more something
he fell off his bike, and he hit his place, and he had his hidden. He hit his head in six different places. See, had that stone hit him a little bit to the left, you would have been feeding him a steak through a straw for the rest of his life. Anyway, but not anymore. He's going to be fine. He's going to make a full recovery.
Listen, here's what's going on. Basically, there's a good chance that your wife's going to have no arms or legs. In all seriousness, the vertebrae are very sensitive in this area, but she's going to make a full recovery.
You know that joke, right? The old street joke where the fiancé's on a honeymoon. Or the two people are on a honeymoon. They get into a car accident. The guy wakes up. The doctor's like, I have good news and I have bad news. Do you know the joke?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And he goes, what's the bad news? Well, your fiance sustained severe injuries during the...
I don't know it. I bet everybody knows it but me.
During the accident. He goes, what's going on? Well, both her legs had to be amputated. And I'm like, oh my God, what? Yeah. And her arms. She's going to be... Yeah, and she can't communicate because of the fire had burned down so much of her skin.
No.
And she can't talk or see or hear. And she's immovable, but...
What am I going to do?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to take care of her the rest of my life.
Yes, that's true. That is the bad news. I apologize.
What's the good news?
I'm just fucking with you. She's dead.
Oh, please release me.
All right, everybody.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, Todd.
Hold on. No,
I got to get out of here. So I'm going to...
Fade the music out.
Everybody.
Shh. All right, that's it, everybody. I came back to say it. I can't just fade out like that. I have to know I'm leaving. I have to know I'm leaving. Hey, I want to thank Carvin's for the equipment because they're always nice whenever I call over there. I'm being serious, even though I was begging them about my... Everything works great except the one thing I didn't get there. So maybe that'll say something. But their store's in Hollywood. It's on Sunset.
And
so.
You can go to Carvin.com.
Yes, and they're nice. And ask for Jerry.
Jason.
Jason. Jason Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry, Jerry, Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
How did you two meet? How did you two meet? I don't understand.
We met.
I think it's the
Well, how did you meet? Hold on a second. This happens every week.
It was.
Ho, ho, ho. Stop. Okay, this happens every week with him. I think he meets people in funny situations. I don't think I'm stupid. And you both stalling and talking, trying to find a common ground.
No, we're trying to tell you. If you would stop interrupting, we would tell you where we met.
Then you and you alone.
Okay.
Do not you talk. Where did you meet?
No, we met. Remember, it was.
I thought that it was. It wasn't even that long ago.
No, no, no. We've only been friends for a little bit. Recent. No,
all right.
Yeah,
where did you meet?
Well, we're
through
getting
mutual
to
friend.
Mutual friend.
Yeah, yeah. Tasha Tommy.
And
yes.
You, I
she,
remember.
She's Jeff. She's Japanese.
There. You were there.
I was there.
Yeah, that's when I met you because you were there.
I was there, and you were there. You came with your friend.
We had both shown up
at the same time at the same place. Yeah.
And
wait a second. It sounds like you guys met in a situation where you're embarrassed or something, and
Well, then where did you meet?
Why can't? Okay, Daniel, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You. And Rory alone.
Yeah.
Do you understand that I'm telling you? Because I'm going to try to make this as clean as I can. Do you understand that I'm asking you not to speak?
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem
Where
with that.
Did you meet?
Well, I'm pretty sure that unless I'm just losing my mind, which has happened.
You know what? The truth, I do remember the day.
Oh,
Where did you guys meet?
No. Yes. Do you remember how fun that was?
Forget it. I don't even care.
You asked.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's got the nerve to say you asked.
The nerve.
All right, so that's it. Thank you, Carvins. Anything you want to plug your new CD?
My new CD is out. It's called Dilation. You can get it on Amazon.com or on iTunes. Folks, go check it out. I've had one bad review, like I'm reading them, but I did have one.
Okay. So,
Yeah.
I thought you knew that.
I have a thing.
When are we ever going to do
a CD? It's available in the actual Amazon. That's how many I'm selling. You'd think they're being
What's your CD called?
It's called American Like You. It's on iTunes.
Okay, and it's called American. Oh, what was your one before that?
American Like You.
Oh, you were funny too.
The one before that used to be called like when I you first go and you would open for a lot of guys, and then the people would come up to you after the show. And they would like go to the headliner. Oh, you're so great! And then they would look to you and they go, "Oh, you were funny too."
Yeah, yeah.
So I named my first CD that.
Yeah, and you know what it did? It made the whole audience hate me. Just before he would bring me up, he'd go. So anyway, they would say you were funny too. Here's the guy you say is funny. And then I would have to get out of that hole. Anyway, but that's all we got. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you want to plug? You never know. Sunday night at the L.A. Say it loud.
L.A. Connection Comedy.
Oh, my God. I started there.
Are you serious?
I took my first improv class. And when I was still in high school, I was going to Ben. Oh, you joined in.
No, I don't like doing that. I'm sorry. I just got bored. No, you're not. No, not bored with your story.
No, let's go.
Bored letting him do all the ad-libs.
Yeah, no.
No, but the L.A. Sunday night. What's it called? The L.A. what? L.A. Connection Comedy. I don't even I do it bad. And by the way, every time I go home, my mom, I'll tell you that story next week.
Okay.
I did have fun at my mom's party. Merrill, go to Dave's Barbershop.
Yeah.
Did he kill you in Philadelphia?
Yeah, go.
Seriously.
Now,
it's like a
hip
old, it's like a barbershop. You get the old school barbershop, but it's hip.
Yeah.
Dave's Barbershop.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
Yeah.
Give him a call. Call. Yeah. Maureen, your bird's thirsty. All righty. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Katie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Chris, you know, I'm going to say it every week. He gets here at 4 o'clock with me. We start doing these jingles. Somebody said, I love listening to the show. It's obvious you guys don't put any work into it. You just have fun. And I knew that that was so sweet, but then I also thought, oh, if they only knew, you know, that I'm here. Well, it's not
a lot
of work.
It takes a lot of work to make it look like no one gives a fuck.
I'm here at 4 o'clock going, do you have any bird chirping sounds? Yeah. See, you don't understand, Rory. When you're coming in, I mean, I go, what can we give Rory stuff to rehearse, to react to in the other room? I think we should go back to the dog.
You know, I like the dog. Let's mix it up. I thought of a new segment. I'm going to bring it in the next time I'm on the show. I got a new segment.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
We're going to have a court stenographer. Next show, I'll just be able to smoke as much as I want, and the court stenographer will keep me on track. It's going
to
be fun. What did you say?
That's your excuse to do drugs. Always have a court stenographer with you.
Sure.
All right.
You know, if you do enough drugs, they'll give you a free court stenographer.
That's true.
Come on.
Get out of here. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, get up. Put on your pants. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. If you do enough drugs, they'll give you a free court stenographer. Shut the fuck up.
Get in your car. Start the engine. Get the fuck out.
Hey, you know that joke? Yeah. Court stenographer?
Yeah.
Get the fuck up. Walk over there. Yeah. Put your jacket on slowly.
Yeah.
Get an umbrella. Don't open it up. It's bad luck. Walk down the stairs holding the handrail as if not to slip. Open up the door. Get the fuck out! You get your car and you fucking pull off there into the highway. Shut the fuck up.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Hey, if you do enough drugs to give you a free court stenographer, I'll tell you what you can do. Get outside. Get in your car. Shut the door. Start it up. Pull on the La Siena Boulevard. And fucking get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
All right, so there's that. And I think that was it. So I was trying to give you things to react to in the other room, and we talked about that. Anything?
No. American Like You on iTunes, my CD. Go get it.
Okay.
Leave a comment if you like it. If you don't, keep it to yourself.
There you go. All right, everybody. Until tomorrow, America, watch The Chew.
Goodbye.
The Chew. Can you believe they sold that just because of the funny name? Oh, they like The View. They'll like The Chew.
Oh.
And they changed Joey Behar's show, which was ridiculous now.
The Chew.
To The Jew. You think that's wrong? You think that's wrong?
We got The View, The Chew, The Jew.
All right, just play us some out with some music. Have something come on right now that I'll tell you what it is after the show, but it's playing right now, and you're hearing it. And that's the song I chose to start your day off or end your day or end your life.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.